It's time now for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and you've found the best source for local high school football coverage in southeast Nebraska and northwest Missouri. Tonight's coverage of high school football is brought to you by our Sunny 101.3 Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
Good evening. It's time for high school football coverage tonight, coming up on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, it will be a big game, a district championship game between the Syracuse Rockets and the Auburn Bulldogs. Syracuse coming in unranked, but 7-0 on the season. They are 3-0 in the district. The Auburn Bulldogs come in 3-4, but 3-0 in district play. The Irish had a very, very difficult early part of the season. They lost their first four games, but now they've been on a three-game run in the districts, and a win tonight would likely give them the district championship, as it will Syracuse. Auburn's had a lock on this district championship the last few years. Tonight they have to fight the Syracuse Rockets to get another year, and that will be their chance to get in the Class C1 football playoffs. Randy Gatula will be on hand to bring you the action tonight from Auburn at Bulldog Stadium. Auburn will host Syracuse. I had a chance to visit with Coach Tony Jansen of the Bulldogs earlier. We'll come back and hear from the coach after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all, just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com. When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
If you're in business locally, you already know what it takes to succeed. Hard work and some timely help. At Frontier Bank, we're a local business too, offering businesses like yours the financial tools you need to succeed. Helping you grow is what we're all about. Stop by and talk to our commercial specialist or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Auburn coach Tony Jansen. The Bulldogs ready to go in a district contest tonight, a big one. Coach, Syracuse Rockets. We know the Bulldog fans and the Rocket fans have been eyeing each other pretty much since the start of the season.
Well, yeah, we knew that Syracuse would be, you know, right at the top of the district like they have been, you know, ever since they've been back here to C1 and in our district. But, you know, we haven't had the opportunity to look ahead. You know, we got off to a rough start of the year. We had a lot of growth to do, and we really had to focus just on that. We didn't know, you know, at that point if we'd be in this position that this game would even be worth this. But credit to our guys. They've really improved throughout the year. They've taken on the adversity that they saw early in the year and have grown from it. And they've earned this opportunity for a big game, and I'm excited to see what they do with it. We've had a good week of practice. Our minds, I think, are where they need to be for a game like this. So now let's just go out there and push the chips out to the center of the table, and let's go.
Last week, your team showed the big play, the big strike ability through the air with three long touchdown passes. given Syracuse something else to worry about on defense tonight.
Yeah, you know, hopefully we have a little bit of that balance to take what a defense gives us. I think, you know, where we don't necessarily run the ball like we have in years past, I think we've gotten to the point where we can counter that by being a little bit more balanced, having a little bit more efficient passing game than we have in those previous years. So we're excited about the fact that I think we got guys across the field that any of those skill guys that we have out there, any of the six, we feel like can get things done and help us move the sticks.
Well, Coach, it's week 8 of the football season. Last week was a physical game up at Fairbury. I could see some Auburn players kind of limping around a little bit late in the ball game. It was a hard-hitting contest. How's everybody feeling going into this game tonight?
About as good as you can expect for a week 8 game. Mm-hmm. I like where we are as far as that goes.
Syracuse, we talked about their running game. That's their bread and butter. What do you have to try to do to stop it?
Well, we got to be physical at the point of attack. You know, they do a really good job of getting movement, not necessarily vertically, but walling you off and creating gaps. And so we got to play great team defense, be physical at the point of attack, do our job. And a lot of times the guys making the play that stop this aren't the guy that makes the tackle. And it's the guy that maybe shuts down a double team or gets a little penetration to throw off one of their pulls. But it really takes 11 guys doing their job and doing it with great physicality.
Mm-hmm. And you'll no doubt be glad to be home at Bulldog Stadium tonight with your crowd backing you.
Oh, absolutely. When you get an opportunity to host in a game like this, you'll take it every time for sure. And with our community support, you know, we had great support coming early in the year when we were losing, and hopefully they continue to come in a big game like tonight. And we just really appreciate what we get from our community as far as that goes.
I remember talking early in the year when we were doing this, and we talked about Auburn. A lot of different players, different positions this year. Some of them getting up in there for their first time as starters. Well, those kids have been playing now for 7 weeks. But the good news is most of those kids that are in the program, they've been around big games for a long time. That kind of helps the mental aspect of the game. Even if they haven't played, they're used to being around big contests like this one.
I think it does. Just seeing it and going through it, even like I said, even if you're not playing or you're playing it in a small role, I think, yeah, seeing those situations, I definitely do think is beneficial for our guys. And it does help you kind of understand how to approach it, where you've been even on the sideline or just watching those older guys go through it, kind of helps you understand the approach.
All right, we kind of covered it, but I'll ask you one more time here. What are the keys tonight if things are going well for Auburn?
Playing physical, playing disciplined, doing our job, and trusting the guy next to us. We do those things, I think it gives us great opportunity.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Bulldogs tonight.
Thanks, John.
Back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Buying a vehicle is a big decision, but financing it doesn't have to be. At F&M Bank, our local auto loan experts make the process simple, fast, and affordable. With competitive rates and decisions made right here in your community, you'll spend less time on paperwork and more time behind the wheel. Stop in today and talk with one of our friendly loan officers to see how F&M Bank can help. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service. Bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, Building more than projects, building community.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Did you know early detection can make all...
We bid you good evening from Auburn High School. Tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs hosting the Syracuse Rockets. High school football coming your way tonight here on Sunny 101.3 and on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight, along with Blaine Behrens, as we're settling in for another great evening of high school football. Blaine, going to be a pretty night.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, it is a great evening. 76 degrees, wind at less than 5 miles out of the south. Almost perfect out there.
Well, not bad for the fans either. It may cool down into the 60s before we're done this evening, so we'll probably see the sweaters coming out. But by my book, this is a perfect night for high school football. You heard in the pregame show with John Nixon the setup here. The Syracuse Rockets undefeated, 7-0. We covered them last week, and they got the big win over Fall City. In fact, Coach Gabe Mites used his JV team there most of the second half in that ball game against Fall City, came away with a big win. Auburn got off to a rough start. They dropped their first four ball games, but since then they've won off three in a row here in district play. So both teams are 3-0 in district play coming into this district championship, and that gives a lot to play for both of these ball teams. We're going to take a two-minute break here, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineup for tonight's game right after this two-minute timeout live from Auburn. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Fall City, Nebraska, is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Fall City.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Anthem here being performed by the Auburn High School Marching Band. Let's move right to the starting lineup. First of all, for the Syracuse 7-0 Rockets, offensively at center, Camden Masters, a senior. The left guard is Brody Brand, a senior. Hunter Holley is at the right guard. Connor Gates, just a sophomore, is your right tackle. Left tackle, Ryan Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff is a junior. The tight ends on the left side is Jake Jansen, a sophomore. On the right side at the tight end, Max Party. Party is a senior. In the backfield, the trigger man, Brennan Schroeder, is the quarterback, a senior. The fullback, Peyton DeMello. You'll hear his name a lot, a senior. The running back, Will Jansen. Jansen with over 1,200 yards rushing already this season in seven games. He is a senior. And the other running back, Mason Lynch. Lynch is just a junior. Those are the Syracuse Rocket offense. Let's take a look at the Rocket defense.
On defense for the Rockets, Will Jansen, outside linebacker, senior. Mason Lynch, cornerback. He's a junior. Brennan Schroeder, he's the safety. He is a senior. Jake Jansen is a sophomore who plays cornerback. Peyton DeMello, inside linebacker. He's a senior. Max Party, senior at outside linebacker. Connor Gates, tackle, sophomore. Camden Masters is defensive end, along with Hunter Hawley at the other defensive end, both seniors. Ryan Kirkhoff is the defensive tackle. He's a junior. And Brody Brandt is a senior at the other inside linebacker position.
For Auburn, on offense, at center, Cameron Becker, 220 and a junior. The left guard, Caleb Cover. Cover, a 200-pound sophomore. At the right guard, Wesley Patchell. Patchell, just a freshman, 195. Left tackle, Noah Hanley, a 265-pound junior. At the right tackle, Caden McLaughlin. McLaughlin, 200 pounds and a senior. Wide receiver, Crew Galizia, will be rotating with Lane Jones. Galizia, a senior, 155-pound. Jones, 155-pound sophomore. The other wide receiver, Tabor Rademacher. Rademacher, a junior at 150. Wyatt Tanner is the tight end, 165-pound junior. The quarterback will be Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel, 165 and a senior. Running back is Clayton Brown, just a sophomore. And Raven Lamb is a running back. He is a 195-pound junior. Let's take a look at that Auburn defense.
All right, for the defense for the Bulldogs, the senior, Brent Wenzel, he's back. Draven Lamb, he's a linebacker, he's a junior. Kirk Galizia is a senior, playing a defensive back. Tabor Rademacher is a defensive back, he's a junior. Lane Jones, a sophomore, playing defensive back. Wyatt Tanner, also at back, is a junior. Shane Hanley, a senior, is at linebacker. Riley Dickerson is a senior at linebacker. Caleb Cover is in the defensive line at, he's a sophomore. Cameron Becker is a junior playing in the line. Caden McCullough is a linebacker. He's a senior. And Noah Hanley is a linebacker as a junior.
Lots of sports going on tonight over on KTNC. We've got the Husker football game. Also, Husker volleyball in action tonight. They're at Michigan State. The Lady Huskers took set number one, 25-15. Over Michigan State. That will keep you updated with those volleyball scores as the evening goes along. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. Mead Lumber, building more than projects, building community. Say thanks to Mead Lumber if you enjoy these broadcasts of high school football here on Sunny 101.3. Want to remind everybody also that our sports coverage of high school area sports continues tomorrow. I'll be on the road in Wymore traveling to the Pioneer Conference Volleyball Tournament. We'll have the third-place consolation game. That'll be between Sacred Heart and Pawnee City. Pre-game show at 1:50. The first serve is at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Wymore. And, of course, that will be followed by the championship game in the Pioneer Conference, where Johnson Brock will square off with Exeter Milligan Friend. Now, that's scheduled for 4 o'clock, but, of course, that depends on how that third-place match goes. If it happens to go five sets, it could be an hour later than that, but we'll just say 20 minutes after the third place game, we will have the championship. Again, that's the Pioneer Conference Tournament Volleyball. You'll hear it live right here on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow afternoon, live from Wymore. Well, Blaine, we had the coin toss here, and the Auburn Bulldogs won the toss of the coin, and they want to receive the football. They want to get their hands on it, keep it away from that Syracuse Rocket offense, perhaps for one extra possession there. So they elect to take the football. The Bulldogs will be receiving, defending the south goal to our right. We're on the west side here at Auburn High School. Wayne, this is one of my favorite places of all the places we go to broadcast high school football here at Auburn. We've been here many times. You can believe this thing's been here, I think, 34, 35 years.
Yeah, it's a really awesome facility. A lot of nice space up here, Randy. It's just a beautiful view.
And the weather to go with it tonight. That's the nice part. All right. Rockets will tee the ball up at the 40-yard line and get set to kick it away. Handling the kickoff duties will be Brennan Schroeder. Schroeder is the quarterback. Back deep to return on the near side, I believe, is Galizia. Try and pick up the return men here. They won't turn toward us, as you might well expect.
Looks like Clayton Brown on the far
and
side.
And Lane Jones.
And Lane Jones.
Yeah. Yep. Brown on the far side, Jones on the near side are the deep men. Ball is teed up at the 40. A little bit of gymnastics here before they kick it away. And we're ready to get underway. The Syracuse Rockets and the Auburn Bulldogs live from Auburn. Here's the kick. Low end over ender comes to the right side. It's going to go out of bounds. Now Auburn will have the option of taking the football out at the 35-yard line. And most teams will do that because you can't really expect on a regular basis to get a return out past the 35. So we'll see if that's what they elect to do. Seldom do they make him kick it over when it goes out of bounds like that. That's what they'll do. The Bulldogs will take the football first and 10 at the 35-yard line. First possession of the ball game. We're live from Auburn tonight. The Auburn Bulldogs, the Syracuse Rockets. I'm Randy Gatula on the play-by-play. Blaine Behrens along tonight on the color commentary. We appreciate you being here, Blaine.
Thank you.
There's another thing I forgot about the luxury of coming to Auburn. That's the lighted down marker across the way. Isn't that sweet?
That's really nice.
A battery-operated down marker.
Yeah, you can see that well.
They'll put the ball on the left side hash mark with the wide side of the field to the right for the Bulldogs. That's where they will begin this drive. Quarterback is Brenton Wenzel. Brown and Lamb will be in the backfield as the running backs. Wenzel comes out and huddles him up. Got a late entry here. Lane Jones comes running from the sideline. That's embarrassing when you know you're on the offensive starting list and you're not out there in the huddle. Jones joins him in plenty of time. Auburn huddled up at the 25-yard line. They're taking an awful lot of time to get this play called here, so hope they don't get a delay of game out of this thing. Wide receiver wide to the right. Single setback in the backfield next to Brenton Wenzel on first and 10. They turn to give it to Lamb. Lamb runs off right tackle. Dives forward across the 35. The ball is out of there and popped out loose. Rockets saying they've got it. Let's see what happens here. I think Auburn got it back. Lamb with a gain of 3 on the play. Carries the football out to the 38-yard line. It'll be second down and 7 yards to go.
Yeah, that was kind of a scary play for the Bulldogs. Tackle made by Camden Masters for the Rockets.
So the football now spotted between the hash marks at the 38-yard line. Second down and 7 yards to go for the Bulldogs. Wide receiver Lane Jones. Galicia goes wide to the right side. Single setback in the backfield. In motion goes Lamb from left to right. Wenzel pitches the ball back to the trailing back. That's Clayton Brown. Brown tries to turn the corner, fights his way out near the 40-yard line. He'll have a gain of a couple on the play. It'll bring up second, third down, and 5 yards to go with the football now at the 40-yard line.
That nice tough run, the tackle made by Brody Brandt for Syracuse.
Opening minute of play here at Auburn, 11:05 to go first quarter. No score. The ball is on the right side hash mark at the 40-yard line. Bulldogs break the huddle and come over the football. Wide receiver to the near side of the field is Tabor Rademacher. Wide to the right is Galicia. Single setback in the backfield next to Wenzel. On third down and 5 at the 40. They go in motion. Hand the ball off to the motion man coming around from left to right. First down yardage across the 45, the 50. Carrying the football, Lane Jones. Jones with a gain of 11 on the carry. Puts the football into Syracuse territory. Moves it down to the Rocket 48-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the Bulldogs.
That was a nice run by Jones, tackled by Peyton DeMello after a good game for the Bulldogs.
10 minutes, 30 seconds to play. We're a minute and a half into this one, and the Bulldogs are in Rocket territory. First down and 10 at the 48-yard line. Brenton Wenzel with a single setback behind him. That's Lamb. In motion goes Lane out to the right. Wenzel has the snap. He's back to pass. Goes to the flanker out to the right side. The pass is caught, but tackled immediately is Clayton Brown. They'll get Brown for an actually a loss of about a yard back out to the 49-yard line. He made the reception, but lost a yard in the process. It'll bring up second down and 11 yards to go.
DeMello for the Rockets again. That was a picture-perfect tackle.
Yeah, he has squared up and was right there when the receiver came down with the football. All right, second down and 11 at the 49 of Syracuse. Two receivers wide to the left, one wide to the right. Spread formation. Wenzel, the quarterback, has the snap. Wenzel turns off. Gets the ball back. They pitch it back to him in trouble, scrambling down the right sideline. The ball is tipped away and knocked out of bounds. Great defensive effort across the way, and there's a Bulldog down on the far side. I believe that's Clayton Brown that's shaking up over there.
Yeah, he's down. Hope he's all right. Jake Jansen with some really heads-up coverage for the Rockets in there to knock that pass down. They weren't fooled by that trick play.
Really solid collision right there in front of the Syracuse bench. 9:35. Showing to play here in the first quarter. The clock has stopped. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive health care and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Clayton Brown was the player shaken up. He's all right. He's coming to the sideline under his own steam, and that's good news for Bulldog fans here. The incompleted pass brings up third down and 11 yards to go. The football at the 49-yard line of Syracuse. Set number two, Husker women defeat Michigan State 25-18. They won the first set 25-15. Lady Huskers up 2-0. Third down and 11 at the 49-yard line. Bretton Wenzel has the snap. He's back to pass. Sets. Looks out to the left side. Pass in and out of the hands of Draven Lamb. Great defensive effort there on the part of the Rockets. Lamb looked like he had the reception. The defender reached in and slapped the football away.
Yeah, that was a great play by number one, Will Jansen for Syracuse. It was a good throw, good route, but Jansen was there to interfere with the pass.
Will Jansen playing some good defense. You're going to hear a lot of his name on offense tonight, too, here. All right, punting situation for the Bulldogs. Kate McLaughlin in to punt the ball, stands at his own 31-yard line. Back deep, I believe Mason Lintz is the return man. Lintz waits at the 10, his own 10. Good snap from center. The punt is away. Lintz is going to come up and field the football. No, he doesn't bounce in front of him. Decides to stay away from it. It takes a Bulldog roll down near the 5-yard line. Lintz is maybe wishing he would have picked that one up. We've got a flag on the play back out here near the 30-yard line. Let's see what that's going to be about.
That was a perfect punt. Wow.
Yeah, got a great roll on it. Lintz decided not to field it. He could have maybe stepped up at about the 15 and made the catch, but got away from it, and then he got another 10-yard roll on it. Waiting for the man in the white hat to indicate what this flag is all about here. He's waiting for his partners to come and tell him. Still waiting for the signal. Holding is going to be the call on the Rockets on the receiving team. So not only did the ball roll down inside the 10, they're going to get penalized half the distance to the goal line from there. At least when it's down there, it's not going to cost you much yardage. It boosts to the 6 to the 3.
Yeah, half the distance isn't that big a deal.
The Rockets starting deep in their own territory. They'll begin this drive. They're going to call it the 4-yard line is where they'll mark it. No, it is the 3. First down and 10 at the 3. Quarterback, Brennan Schroeder. Schroeder steps up under center with a double tight end set. Schroeder takes the snap. Turns, pitches back to his running back. Out around the right side with running room to the 10, the 15, the 20, and dragged down at the 20-yard line is Will Jansen. As we said, Jansen, a 1,200-yard rusher on the season already in 7 games, so you're going to hear a lot from him.
Yeah, he runs hard. Lane Jones on the tackle. That was a really nice play by the Rockets.
9 minutes, 13 seconds to play here in the first quarter. No score in the contest. Big run there by Will Jansen on first down from the 3, took it all the way out to the 20-yard line. Gain of 17 on the first carry. It's first down and 10 from the 20 now for the Rockets. The ball on the right hash mark in from the west side. Rockets moving from our left to right from north to south. No score yet in the ballgame. Brennan Schroeder, he sets with a running back outside the tackle on both sides of him, and then a fullback set behind him. They put a man in motion. Ball goes right up the middle to the fullback. I believe that will be DeMello carrying the football. He'll get short yardage, maybe only a yard or so, out near the 21 or 22, and they pile him up right there in the middle.
Hanley and Dickerson in on the stop for the Bulldogs. That play didn't really have anywhere to go from the start.
He'll get a gain of 2 out of it and put the football to the 22-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 8. Again, the clock running, 8:49 to play. First quarter, no score here at Auburn. The Auburn Bulldogs and Syracuse Rockets. Syracuse 7-0, undefeated. Auburn at 3-4. Rockets over the football, second down and 8. Quarterback Brennan Schroeder is under center, takes the snap, turns, pitches back to his running back, set outside on the right. They try to turn the corner, got 2 or 3 yards out close to the 25-yard line. Carrying the football was Mason Lintz that time. Lintz, a junior, was the running back that got the yardage.
Hanley and McLaughlin in on the stop for the Bulldogs. That's a tight formation they're running for Syracuse.
They ran that last week against the Fall City Tigers. We watched this. They put the running backs just outside the tackles on either side. Then the fullback sets either on the right or the left hip of Schroeder, the quarterback. The fullback there is DeMello. Jansen and Lintz are those two running backs set out on either side. Normally, Lintz lines up here on the right side. Schroeder with third down and 5 from his own 25-yard line. Same formation. Again, they pitch to Lintz. Lintz turns the corner. First down, 30, 35. Across the 35, out near the 40, goes Mason Lintz. Mason Lynch with a great job running the football. They're going to save the knee touchdown at about the 38-yard line. Enough for a first down. It'll be first and 10. Rockets at their own 38-yard line.
Tackled by Lane Jones for the Bulldogs. That play was well blocked up front by the Rockets.
7.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. No score yet in the contest. Rockets with the football. They'll work from their own 38-yard line with a first and 10. Schroeder's under center. Lynch to the right. Jansen to the left. They pitch it back this time to Jansen. Jansen turns the corner, dives forward, and he'll have yardage out across the 45. Near the 43 is where they'll mark it. They're going to give him 5 on the carry. They'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go for the Rockets.
Tripped up by Kruger Garcia for Auburn.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Mead Lumber. Presenting high school football here on Sunny 101.3. 6:49 to play first quarter, still no score. Rockets with the ball at their own 43-yard line, facing second down and 5. Brennan Schroeder is under center. Schroeder takes a snap, pitches it back again to Jansen. Jansen's got room. He fights his way forward 6-7 yards. It'll be enough for a first down. He'll put the football out to the midfield stripe, spotted at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Randy, I tell you what, that was a good play by Draven Lamb for Auburn. If he doesn't get him, he might be gone. But they're just well executed at getting that ball back.
This is exactly what we saw last week in the game against Fall City. Just a methodical march down the field, 5, 6, 7 yards at a time. First down and 10 at the 50-yard line, the midfield strike. Schroeder will snap the ball from under center. Jansen to the right, Lynch to the left. Back to pass to Schroeder, looking over the middle. Here comes the pressure. Dumps it out on the right elbow. Pass is going to be complete with the catch. The ball to the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, and dropped at about the 22-yard line is Peyton DeMello. DeMello made that reception at the 45-yard line and got a whole bunch of yards after catch. All the way down to the 21 is where they'll take it. It'll be first and 10 Rockets.
Oh, that was just another beautiful play by Syracuse. Touchdown saving tackle again by Kruger Galicia for Auburn.
So the football is now marked at the 21-yard line. Syracuse moving left to right, north to south. The ball in from the left hash mark, the white side of the field to the right. Schroeder is under center. The setback behind him is DeMello. Schroeder takes a snap, pitches it back to Jansen. Jansen runs to the right, on his feet, spinning inside the 10, fighting down near the 5, still on his feet. He's got the ball all the way to the 5-yard line, but it's squirted out of there, and Auburn has the recovery. The ball squirted out, and the Bulldogs got the football.
Looks like maybe Brent Winslow came up with the ball. There's a couple Auburn Bulldogs that were going for the strip, and they made it happen.
Well, the Rockets started deep in their territory at the 3-yard line on their last drive, and now it's going to be Auburn's turn to see if they can get out from under the shadow of their own goalposts. They're going to start first and 10 from their 3. Ball on the right hash mark. Auburn moving from right to left. Bulldogs here tonight in their red jerseys, white numerals, black pants. Syracuse all white with the green numerals. Wide receiver coming out to the left side of the field. Spread out here. That's Brademaker, wide left. Single setback behind Wenzel in the backfield. Handoff right up the middle, running forward with it. Very short yardage, if anything at all. The running back gets right back to the line of scrimmage and then is taken down almost immediately. Carrying the football was Clayton Brown.
Tackle made by Ryan Kirchhoff and Camden Masters for the Rockets.
No gain on the play. Put the ball back to the 3-yard line. It'll be second down and 10 for the Bulldogs. Clock at 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Still no score in this contest. The Auburn Bulldogs, the Syracuse Rockets, we're live tonight from Auburn. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Chance Link is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school football. Brenton Wenzel on second down and 10 from his own 3. Takes the snap. Running to the left side. That was a direct snap that time. Went right to Clayton Brown, and Brown's going to get some nice yardage. He's got the ball across the 10-yard line all the way out to about the 12 or 13. He's still short of the first down by about... No, he's got the first down.
Yeah, they gave him a nice spot. First down.
That was a very favorable spot there for Clayton Brown. And it'll be first and 10 from the 13-yard line. Quickly with no huddle. Wenzel takes a snap. They'll run off the right side. This one doesn't go very far.
Might be another fumble, Randy.
And Syracuse, I may have the ball when they unstack it. What are they signaling here? Nope. Bulldogs will retain possession. Rockets.
They came up with the ball, but there was no fumble.
Obviously, they thought they had the football.
Yep.
Second down and 8 yards to go after a gain of 2 out to the 15-yard line. Wenzel takes the snap. pitches the ball back, running to the right side, very little room, a yard or two, then they throw the ball carrier back. Now a flag comes in. The ball carrier was Clayton Brown, and the defenders just would not let up. The whistle sounded, and they just kept pushing him back, and we got a flag in here. This may be a personal foul against the Rockets, and that would certainly assist the Bulldogs' efforts here offensively.
Yeah, I think that's what the call is going to be. That was initially a really great stop by Max Party for Syracuse.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness there on the Syracuse Rockets. Going to cost them 15. Big boost here for the Bulldog offense. 3:50 to go, first quarter. Still no score in this contest, so the Bulldogs hanging in there. That'll move the football out to the 32-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Auburn. Brenton Wenzel in a spread formation. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. A single setback in the backfield behind Wenzel. He's in the shotgun formation. Now puts a man in motion. That's Wyatt Tanner. Now he's going to split wide out to the right, and he'll get set out there. Three receivers wide right now for Wenzel. He rolls right, looking downfield. Wenzel looks to the sideline. Pass is going to be complete. Caught out across the 40. Midfield to the 50. And taken across the 50. Still on his feet. Fighting his way all the way down to the 46-yard line. That was Wyatt Tanner. Made the reception, and he broke three or four tackles and got at least 10 yards after the catch there, Blaine.
Very impressive catch and run for Tanner for the Bulldogs. Ran down by number 73, Brody Brandt for Syracuse. Otherwise, it's a touchdown.
So the football is now at the 47-yard line of the Rockets. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs as Wenzel sets in the shotgun formation once again. Has Lamb set to his left. Wenzel has the snap. Gives the ball off to Brown. Brown runs straight forward. He'll have 3, maybe 4 yards. Looks like he's got it inside the 45, down near the 44-yard line. They'll give him 3 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 7 yards to go for the Bulldogs now with 2:46 to play here in the first quarter. Still no score.
Hunter Hawley on the stop for Syracuse. Auburn's moving the ball well right now.
The new line of scrimmage is at the 44-yard line. Now the official stops play here for some reason. What?
Shoe tie.
Oh, somebody just got to tie their shoe.
I think so.
Task is completed. We're ready to go. Second down and 7 at the 44-yard line of the Rockets. Wenzel, two receivers right, one wide to the left. That's Galicia. Man comes in motion from right to left. Fake the handoff to Lamb. Keeping it is Wenzel. Wenzel breaking tackles inside the 35, inside the 30. Spun down to about the 27-yard line goes Brenton Wenzel. 165-pound senior running back. Looking good there. He's got the ball all the way to the 27-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the Bulldogs.
Brody Brand on the stop for Syracuse.
Clock shows 2 minutes, 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Still no score. The Bulldogs are moving the football. Put a wide receiver wide to the right side. That's Rademacher is the wide out. Two receivers wide left. Galicia is the wide. Take the handoff. No, they give it to Lamb. Lamb drifts off to the right side. Gets inside the 25 near the 24-yard line. He'll have about 3 on that carry. It'll bring up second down and 7. Less than 2 minutes to play here now in the first quarter. And still no score in the contest.
Peyton DeMello and Ryan Kirkhoff get the stop for the Rockets.
So with the football spotted at the 24-yard line, we'll call it, right between the hash marks in the middle of the field. Clock is running. 1:30 to go here in the first quarter. Second down and 7 yards to go for the Bulldogs. One wide receiver to either side and set in tight. Lamb goes in motion to the left. Handoff comes to the left side to Clayton Brown. Brown is going to be met and then dropped. After he got inside the 25, not much. Maybe got a yard out of that. It's going to be third down and still 6 yards to go.
Max Party for Syracuse is kind of a force to be reckoned with on defense.
That he is. He's tough to handle there.
That was a big stop.
Under a minute to play here in the first quarter at Auburn. Still no score in the contest. A good battle here between the Bulldogs and the Rockets. Auburn over the football on third down and 6 yards to go. This time, Wenzel puts trips out to the right side. Three wide receivers right on third down and 6. Rolls to his right. Wenzel's going to keep it. A turn it upfield. He's got first down yardage. He's on his feet. Running down near the goal line. Touchdown. 23 yards out and a touchdown for Brenton Wenzel. That was obviously a pass play. But Brenton Wenzel couldn't find a receiver. He kept the football and carried it in for the touchdown and puts the Bulldogs on top 6-0. The score coming with just 32 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 23-yard run by Brenton Wenzel. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. Waiting for the snap from center of the ball. Oh, they're going to fake it. Wenzel rolling right, looking for a receiver. Standing out there. He's got all day. Now throws it into the end zone. The pass falls incomplete. And Auburn goes up 6-0 with 32 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. Call Tysha Arm Connect today. Protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. That scoring drive for the Bulldogs took 10 plays, covered 97 yards. They started at their own three, capped off with a 23-yard quarterback keeper by Brenton Wenzel for the touchdown. The conversion failed, and the Bulldogs go up 6-0 with 32 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Again, this scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Bulldogs have Cameron Becker ready to kick it away. He'll come forward, and here's the kick. A driving kick that bounces near the 20, picked up by the return man at the 15. Starts up the field across the 20, on his feet at the 25, and then hit hard and goes down near the 26-yard line there for the Rockets. On the return, Mason Lentz on that return.
Nice tackle by Riley Dickerson for the Bulldogs.
Mentioned last week when they were playing Auburn, Mason Lentz, one of those second-generation athletes. His father, James Lentz, played at Johnson County Central. Actually, it was the Tecumseh Indians back then. And James, quite a basketball player. His mother, Angie Searcy from Elk Creek, also an athlete, played for the Tecumseh Indians. So, Mason Lentz. I got a few third-generation athletes who have
yeah,
over the years by now. Here come the Rockets over the football, first and 10. They'll start from their own 27-yard line. Schroeder, the quarterback, turns, gives it off to Lentz. They went a helmet. Somebody's helmet went flying. Lentz has got the ball out to the 30. And it looks like Mason will have a gain of 4 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go now. Boy, I like that lighted down marker across the way. That is a...
Yeah, that's really nice.
It's a real luxury.
Yes. As long as they're accurate, we're good.
Yeah, battery powered. They light it up over there.
Tackle made by Shane Hanley for Auburn on that play.
Rock is running. They may not run another play this quarter, 15 seconds to go. I don't think the Rockets are going to hurry up there to run anything. So after one quarter of play, the Auburn Bulldogs lead the Syracuse Rockets 6-0. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Husker women are up 2-0 over Michigan State, and you know, Blaine, anywhere the Nebraska girls go now, they set attendance records. Tonight they're in Michigan State, and it's a new single-game attendance record, 11,578, the most people ever to watch volleyball there at Michigan State. The Huskers are leading 16-14 now in set number 3. They took the first ones 25-15, 25-18, so the Husker women are on the roll. Let's hope the football team can do the same. Here come the Rockets over the football. Second down and 6 yards to go from the 31-yard line. Schroeder, the quarterback, is under center. Pitches the ball back. Coming around to the left side, Mason Lentz across the 30, 35. He's at the 40. The 45-yard line goes Mason Lentz. First and 10. A gain of 13 yards on the carry for Lentz.
Tackled by Riley Dickerson for the Bulldogs. Lentz did a really nice job of following his blockers over the left side.
I love these numbers. The quarterback is 5, and the running backs are 1 and 2. You know, when they simplify it for the old guy, it really helps out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's working out great.
Lentz puts the football to the 45-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there for the Rockets. Schroeder, double tight end set, running back set to either side. They turn, pitch the ball back this time to Will Jensen. Jensen, breaking tackles, fights forward. He's just shy of the first down. He's got the ball down to the 46-yard line of the Bulldogs. Nice job carrying the football. Gain of 9 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 1 for the Rockets.
Brenton Winslow gets the stop for Auburn.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight. Blaine Perrins on the color commentary. Chance Link is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 Studios, located in the headquarters of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Second down and 1 at the 46-yard line for the Rockets as Schroeder looks over a 5-man defensive front from the Bulldogs. Schroeder has the snap. Again, flips the ball back to Jansen. Jansen turns the corner to the right side, the 40, the 35, and he's taken out of bounds. We'll see where they say he gets knocked out of there around the 35-yard line.
Tough run. Good collision there. Brenton Winslow comes up and gets him out of bounds, but not before Syracuse Rocket first down.
So the football is now spotted at the 35-yard line. If you're just checking in with us here, 6-0, Auburn leading the Syracuse Rockets. Rockets undefeated 7-0 coming into this one. Auburn at 3-4 on the year. First and 10 from the 35 of the Bulldogs. Rockets over the football. Schroeder has the snap. Hands the ball straight up the middle. Running room carrying the football is DeMello. DeMello breaks outside to the right, and he's going to get into the end zone for the touchdown. It will be a 35-yard touchdown carry from 35 yards out by Peyton DeMello as he took it all the way in for the TD. DeMello, he just found some running room between guard and tackle on the right side and turned it down that right sideline for the TD. Score coming with 10 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the second quarter. All right, we're tied up at 6 apiece. Now the all-important conversion. See who we got in there to try and kick it. Oh, looks like the quarterback, Schroeder. Schroeder is the place kicker, Brennan Schroeder. He'll wait for the snap from center to try and put the Rockets on top. The snap is down, the ball is up, and it is partially blocked, I believe. Somebody got a hand on it. I don't see any flags, do you?
Not yet.
There's a towel laying down over there. But
a little controversy, but I think they're going to let it go.
All right,
six.
Conversion fails. We're tied at 6 apiece. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunday 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring recap. That scoring drive took 5 plays to cover 73 yards, topped off with a 35-yard touchdown run by Peyton DeMello. Conversion attempt failed, and we're tied at 6 apiece with 10:56 to play in the first half, second quarter here at Auburn. Again, the scoring drive recap brought to you as a courtesy of Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Call Tasha ArmConnect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. All right, the Rockets ready to tee the football up here at the 40-yard line. Brennan Schroeder's a busy man. He's the quarterback. He's the place kicker for extra points. He handles the kickoff duties. And again, who do we have back deep here for Auburn?
Jones and
Lamb. Oh, it's onside kick. Ball is bounced around. Rockets may be on the football. I think they have it. Auburn got surprised with an onside kick. The ball barely traveled the 10 yards. It's right on the 50-yard line. Yep, rocket the ball. Trying to see who came up out of there on the bottom with the football.
Not sure.
There we go. So many people celebrating, but boy, a big turn of shift of momentum there. An onside kick, perfectly executed. Bulldogs were not ready for that one. The ball did bounce high in the air. The Rockets did get a really lucky bounce on that one. So the Rockets execute the onside, and they get the football right back, first and 10 at the 50-yard line. Brandon Schroeder, the same formation we've been seeing. Jansen to the left. They hand the ball to Jansen. He takes it around left to right, breaks into the open, fights inside the 40. He'll have a first down with a gain of 12 yards on the play and put the ball down near the 37. It'll be first and 10 for the Rockets.
Tough run brought down by Draven Lamb for Auburn.
Mason Lentz and Will Jansen are the running backs that set just outside the tackles, right up behind the offensive line, and they alternate. You never know who's lining up on which side. Makes it hard to isolate where Will Jansen is going to come at you from. This time Jansen is left, Lentz is right. DeMello is the fullback behind the quarterback. They turn. They give it to DeMello, the fullback. He runs forward for a couple. He's got the football to about the 35-yard line, they mark it. We'll give him a gain of 2. It'll be second down and 8. Clock is running. 10:12 to go here in the first half. We're all tied at 6 in Auburn. The Auburn Bulldogs and the Syracuse Rockets.
Noah Hanley and Riley Dickerson in on the stop for the Bulldogs on that rough play.
So the football is now spotted at the Bulldog 35-yard line on the right side hash mark. Rockets moving right to left from south to north here at Auburn. Schroeder looks at a 5-man defensive set on the front line there for Auburn. Schroeder has DeMello set behind him. Lynch comes in motion. They give the ball straight up the middle to DeMello. He breaks into the middle and he'll take it for the touchdown. 35 yards. That's what he did a minute ago. That was a 35-yarder. A repeat performance here on the run. This score coming with 9 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the second quarter. DeMello with back-to-back 35-yard touchdown carries here for the Rockets.
Yeah, that's something else. That was well executed once again.
So, again, we'll try. Let's see if they go for 2 this time since they missed it on the first one. No, it looks like they're going to line up and kick it. Schroeder will be the kicker. Lynch is the holder. 12-6 for the time being. Rockets on top. 9:38 to go here in the first half. What are we doing? Okay, they're going to try and run it in for 2.
Oh,
DeMello on the carry. I was wondering why they were out there all by themselves. DeMello carries it in for the 2-point conversion, and it's 14-6. Rockets on top. 9:38 to go here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Here's another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap. That drive took just 3 plays to go 50 yards after the onside kick. Peyton DeMello with his second 35-yard touchdown carry in a row. DeMello also carried in for the 2-point conversion, and the Rockets go up 14-6 with 9:38 to play in the first half. A sweep for the Husker women, 25-15, 25-18, 25-20, the sweep over Michigan State tonight, an all-time attendance record for Michigan State volleyball, 11,578 in attendance. And the Huskers pack the place wherever they go right now. When number one's in town, everybody wants to see them.
They're fun to watch.
All right. Schroeder has the ball teed at the 40-yard line, ready to kick it away. Another onside kick, and this time the Bulldogs are ready for it. They weren't going to get caught sleeping 2 times in a row and falling on the football there for Auburn, getting the cover. Was Zittner, I believe it is. So the Bulldogs will maintain possession of the football this time. That was gutsy, trying to pull it twice in a row.
Yeah.
You know,
pretty brave.
Catch me sleeping once, but catch me twice.
They went the opposite direction.
Yeah, here we go. The ball now at the 45-yard line. Good field possession for the Bulldogs. They take over offensively, first and 10. Brenton Wenzel is the quarterback. Spread formation, 2 receivers wide to the right, 1 wide to the left. In motion goes Brown. Turn, give the ball. No, keeping it himself was Wenzel. No place to go. Ball popped out, but he was down. The ball popped out of there, but Wenzel was down on the ground when they ripped it out. And Wenzel a little bit slow getting up there. Brenton Wenzel limping just a little bit as he makes his way back to the huddle.
Well, rightfully so. Big Ryan Kirkhoff in on the stop there for Syracuse.
Loss of a yard on the play. It'll bring up second down and 11 yards to go. The football at the 44-yard line. Clock running with 9:05 to go in the first half, second quarter here at Auburn, 14-6. Rockets on top if you're just checking in with us. Trips to the left this time for Wenzel. In motion out to the left goes Raven Lamb. Wenzel is going to throw down the right sideline. He's got a receiver behind the coverage complete at the 10, the 5, at the goal line. I believe he got in for the touchdown. Wait a minute. Nope. Are they not giving it to him? Yes, touchdown. Boy, there was a little bit of confusion there between the officials for a moment. Making the reception was Lane Jones.
Wow.
That was the 44-yard line, so it'll be a 56-yard touchdown pass. 56 yards on the touchdown pass to Lane Jones. And that's one way to answer in a hurry.
That was a pretty play, Randy.
He got behind the coverage. Actually, the defender wasn't beating all that bad. The defender was running strike for strike.
He would have knocked that sucker down.
Yeah, it was close. The score comes with 8:40 to go here in the second quarter. 56-yard pass to Lane Jones from Wenzel. Now we're going to have a try for two. Wenzel, no, a direct snap running near the goal line. And in for the two-point conversion goes Clayton Brown. Brown carries in, and we're tied at 14-all with 8:40 to go. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Harvard is proud to be named as one of the world's most ethical companies by Ethisphere for the 13th year in a row. At Thrivent, we believe in serving with excellence and integrity. We help our clients achieve financial clarity so they can lead lives of meaning and gratitude. Contact me, Matthew Gall, at 402-315-8711 to learn more about how Thrivent can help you. World's most ethical companies and Ethisphere names and marks are registered trademarks of Ethisphere LLC. For more details, visit theworldsmostethicalcompanies.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Well, the Bulldogs make quick work of that. A two-play, 55-yard drive capped off with a 56-yard touchdown pass from Brenton Wenzel to Lane Jones. Clayton Brown ran the ball in for the two-point conversion, and we're tied at 14-all with 8 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half here at Auburn. Again, the scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. Bulldogs have the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. There to do the kicking, Cameron Becker. Becker to handle the kickoff. Help me with the deep men. Can you read the numbers?
No.
Lentz is one of them, I believe. Ball's going to be fielded at the 15, out to the 20. That's Lentz across the 30. Mason Lentz out near the 35 and taken down just shy of the 35 at about the 34-yard line. Is Mason Lentz on the return? It'll be first and 10 for the Rockets, just inside their own 35.
Cameron Becker in on the stop for the Bulldogs.
Tomorrow afternoon, we'll have Pioneer Conference Volleyball coming your way, beginning at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The Sacred Heart Irish, the Pawnee City Indians. At 4 o'clock, we'll have the Pioneer Conference Volleyball Championship. Johnson Brock, know anybody on that team, Blaine?
Yeah, just a couple of those nice young girls.
Take it on. EMF, that will be a 4 o'clock tip or somewhere around there whenever the third place game gets over. Here come the Rockets over the football, first and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Schroeder takes the snap. Tries to give it off on a little inside handoff. I believe he gave it to Jansen, but that didn't go very far.
Yeah, nice play by big number 78, Noah Hanley, to pull that one up in the backfield for the Bulldogs.
Gain of a yard on the play, puts the football out to the 35-yard line. Second down and 9 yards to go for the Rockets. Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play tonight. Happy to have you along. Thanks for listening. We're glad to have you with us. We know you had a choice tonight. We're glad you joined us for Rockets and Bulldogs football. From the 35-yard line, second down and 9. Schroeder takes a snap, pitches back to Lentz. Lentz tries to run around the left end this time. He'll get about 3. He's got the football out near the 38-yard line is where they'll mark it. It'll bring up third down and still 6 yards to go.
Draven Lamb came up nice and strong for Auburn to make that stop, and he got some help from Shane Hanley for the Bulldogs.
So, third down and 7 from the 38-yard line. Rockets with the football. Clock shows 7:27 to play. Here in the first half, we're tied at 14-all. Schroeder with that same double tight end set formation. Jansen goes in motion. He's pointing and saying, now a flag comes out. He was saying there's going to be offsides on the Bulldogs. Jansen did a pretty good job of officiating there. He pointed that out to the official. Be a 5-yard penalty. Jumping offside were to the Bulldogs. 5 yards will move the football out to the 44-yard line. And instead of 3rd and 6, it'll be 3rd down and 1 now for the Rockets. 3rd down and 1 from their own 43-yard line. The ball right squarely between the hash marks in the middle of the field. As Schroeder brings them to the line, that same formation we've been seeing. This time Jansen to the left, Lynch to the right. They turn, give the ball to DeMello up the middle. This doesn't go like it did for the touchdown. They wrapped him up this time and brought him down after a first down gain, though. He's got it across the 45 to the 46, only needed a yard. He got 2.
Yeah, Caden McCullough with a nice stop for Auburn.
Well, Syracuse just put together long, methodical drives last week against the Fall City Tigers in a game that I covered, and they're kind of doing the same thing here. In fact, the first time they took it all the way to the 3-yard line, went 94 yards and didn't get any points out of it. First down and 10 from their own 46-yard line for Schroeder, the senior signal caller. Looks over the defensive set, stands up, maybe calls an audible here, changed the play at the line. Has the snap, pitches it back, gives it off to Jansen. Jansen crashes forward out near midfield to the 50. He'll have a gain of 4 on the carry. It'll bring up 2nd down and 6 yards to go for the Rockets.
Wyatt Tanner gets the stop for Auburn.
Bulldogs putting up quite a fight here, taking on the 7-0 undefeated Syracuse Rockets. If this score gets to halftime tied at 14, that's going to raise some eyebrows around southeast Nebraska. Bulldogs battling at home here, home field advantage. Big crowd on hand. When you consider the Huskers are playing, there's a lot of people here to watch this one. 2nd down and 7 from the 49-yard line of Syracuse. Taking the snap. Again, they give it off to the right side to Jansen. He's got room. Jansen at the 40, the 30. On his feet, he'll outrun everybody, and he's gone. That will be a 50-yard touchdown run by Will Jansen. 50 yards out. Boy, big plays here for the Syracuse Rockets. Will Jansen just took that handoff coming around from left to right, bounced him a seam down that right sideline, and he was gone. Score comes with 5:41 to play here in the second quarter.
Prior to that run, I almost felt like Auburn was getting a little bit of a rhythm on defense and slowing them down at least.
Yeah, well, Will Jansen found a seam. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. Brennan Schroeder is the kicker normally for extra points. They had a mishap on the first one, and then they went for 2. It looks like they're going to line up for 2 here once again. Jansen, the quarterback. DeMello, the fullback, set behind him. Jansen in motion. They want to throw the ball to Jansen in the end zone, and the pass is going to be caught by Mason Lentz. Lentz makes a reception for the 2-point conversion. And the Rockets go up now 22-14. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in
Fall
City.
Sunny 101.3.
Scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. A 50-yard touchdown run by Will Jansen capped off a 5-play, 56-yard drive. The pass to Mason Lentz was complete for the 2-point conversion, and the Rockets go on top now 22-14. After one quarter, Nebraska leading 3-0 in that other game that's going on.
Oh, they're playing tonight?
Yeah, there's one going on. Huskers are up 3-0. Over Minnesota. That's at the end of the first quarter, the game being played in Minneapolis. 22-14 here in Auburn. Rockets on top. Syracuse ready to kick it away. They're going to kick it deep this time. And the Bulldogs pick the football up at the 15. They return out to the 20, the 25, across the 25 to the 30, out to the 40. Still on his feet and finally taken out of bounds across the way. Now they drive him clear through the players. Boy, that went on quite a ways. Got a flag on that one?
Yep. Way back at the 25.
Oh, my. That's probably going to come back. They had a nice return.
Really nice
there.
Return. Run out of bounds by Schroeder for the Rockets, but I'm guessing it's going to go back.
Yeah, holding is going to be the call, I believe. That flag was shown clear back at the 25-yard line. Well, that's unfortunate because the Bulldogs were setting themselves up with some pretty decent field position here on that nice return. And now the penalty yardage is going to back the ball back. Let's see what we've got happening here. Well, Rockport is leading West Nottoway after one quarter, 16-14. That's over in eight-man football in Missouri. Got a few scores coming in here. All right, first and 10 now for the Bulldogs. The line of scrimmage is at the 16-yard line, Auburn zone 16. They come over the football. Quarterback Brenton Wenzel is in a shotgun formation. That's going to be Wyatt Tanner in motion to the left. They turn, hand it off to the running back. He fights his way forward. Has it out close to the 20-yard line. See who the ball carrier was when they unstack him here. I believe that was Clayton Brown carried the football. He'll get a gain of three. It'll bring up second down and seven.
Peyton DeMello and Ryan Kirchhoff in on the stop for Syracuse.
Clock is running here at Auburn. 5:08 to play in the first half. The Syracuse Rockets 22-14. We had a good football game here. Auburn very competitive with the 7-0 Rockets thus far. On second down and seven from the 19-yard line, Bulldogs over the football. Wenzel is in the shotgun formation. He has the snap. Wenzel wants to throw the ball. He's going to throw out here to the right side. Pass is going to be complete. Rademacher upfield to the 30, the 35, and taken out of bounds across the 35 at the 36-yard line. Goes Tabor Rademacher, 150-pound junior receiver. Wide receiver has first and 10 yardage for the Bulldogs.
Run out of bounds by Max Party, and Wenzel did a nice job of kind of licking off the defenders there and checked down.
So the ball now at the 36-yard line, first and 10, Bulldogs, 4 minutes, 42 seconds to play. First half, 22-14, Auburn trails. One wide receiver wide to the left. The ends are set in tight. Two running backs in the backfield. An inside handoff. Wenzel gives the football off to his running back set on the left side. That's Lamb carrying the football this time. And Lamb has short yardage out to about the 39-yard line. We'll give him three on the carry. And it'll bring up second down and 7 yards to go.
Another tackle for Ryan Kirchhoff for the Rockets.
Again, if you're wondering about that other game going on, Huskers up 3-0 after one quarter at Minnesota. Husker women with a sweep at Michigan State, 25-15, 25-18, 25-20, all in a day's work for the Husker ladies. They remain undefeated, ranked number one. Second down and 7 yards to go for your Auburn Bulldogs. As Wenzel sets in a shotgun, he'll have a single setback, Brown set behind him. Now the official halts play here, allowing Syracuse to substitute for a player that apparently has an equipment issue across the way. The ball is on the right hash mark. The wide side of the field is to the left. Your quarterback is Brenton Wenzel in the gun. Set behind him is Clayton Brown. Wenzel puts Lamb in motion to the left. Pitches back to Brown. Brown wants to turn the corner. Here come the defenders. No place to go. They're going to get him in the backfield for a loss of about a yard. Clayton Brown just could not get anything moving. The defenders were across the line of scrimmage and were waiting for him as he tried to turn the corner over there.
Yeah, those defenders you're talking about was led by Hunter Hawley for Syracuse.
Nebraska City is leading Fairbury 7-0 thus far. Third down, 8 yards to go. Coming up here now for the Auburn Bulldogs. They're down 22-14 with 3.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Ball is at their own 38-yard line on the left side hash mark. Three receivers come wide to the right for Brenton Wenzel. One wide out to the left. Wenzel has the snap. He looks right. Now wants to dump it over the middle. In trouble, he'll be sacked and dropped for a loss all the way back to the 25-yard line.
Yeah, looks like Hunter Hawley and can't quite get the other number, but two Syracuse Rockets got in the backfield in a hurry there.
Looks like we're going to have a timeout taken on the field by the Bulldogs with 3:09 to go here in the first half. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
3:09 left to play in the first half here at Auburn. The Syracuse Rockets leading the Auburn Bulldogs 22-14. Big loss on the play as they sacked the quarterback, Brenton Wenzel. That puts the Bulldogs in a punting situation. They're facing fourth down and 21 with the ball all the way back to their own 25-yard line now. In to punt the ball away will be Caden McLaughlin. McLaughlin's going to stand at his own 10-yard line. Mason Lentz will wait at his own 40 to return this for the Rockets. McLaughlin gets a good snap. The pressure's coming. He got the punt away. Lentz is going to call for a fair catch and makes the fair catch at the 42-yard line. So Mason Lentz sets the Rockets up with good field position. First and 10 from their own 42. Update from Minneapolis, Minnesota, leading Nebraska now 7-3 in the second quarter, first half. Minnesota up 7-3 over the Cornhuskers. Football is going to be marked at the 42-yard line. First and 10 Rockets. They have 3:03 left with which to work here in the quarter as they begin this drive from their own 42. 22-14 our score here in Auburn. Rockets on top. Here comes Syracuse over the football. Schroeder, ends are tight. Left side is Jansen. Right side is Lentz as the running backs. They give it to Jansen. Then an inside handoff back to Lentz. Lentz has got room. He's got it inside the 50-yard line into the Bulldog side of the field. Nearly got a first down. He's got the ball all the way down to the 48. It will be first and 10. They'll give him forward progress to the 48-yard line. A nice 10-yard run there. What they did is pitch the ball to Jansen. Coming from left to right, then he did an inside handoff and gave it to Mason Lentz, who ran off tackle to the left side for 10 yards.
Three-looking play.
First down and 10 at the 48-yard line of the Bulldogs. Schroeder with that same formation we've been describing. Again, they pitch to Jansen. He tries to run to the right. This time, not so much room. Now a flag comes in. Jansen is tackled at the line of scrimmage for no gain on the play, but a flag thrown in here from the back judge. Let's see what this is going to be.
Dickerson and McLaughlin in on the stop for Auburn. I bet it's holding the way the ref was throwing the flag there in the backfield, but we'll see.
Waiting to see what they indicate. Personal foul, face mask on the Bulldogs.
I didn't catch that one.
Tough break there for Auburn. There were three or four guys gang tackling the ball carrier. Somebody must have got a hand up in that face guard.
That's a big penalty.
Big turnout here from the Syracuse student section. They're all lined up down here to our right on the front row and making themselves heard. Penalty yardage puts the football to the 32-yard line, first and 10 for the Rockets. Still 2 minutes, 20 seconds to play here in the first half. Rockets up 22-14. Schroeder in the shotgun this time is back to pass. He's got time. Schroeder throws the ball over the middle of the pass. It's going to be complete. Caught by Jansen inside the 20-yard line, down near the near the 20-yard line, just shy at about the 22, as Royal put it.
Nice tackle by Shane Hanley for the Bulldogs.
They'll move the down markers, start the clock at 2 minutes to go, working quickly as Schroeder takes the snap. Turns, gives it right up the middle again to DeMello. DeMello fights his way inside the 20. He's got a gain of 3 on the carry. It'll bring up 2nd down and 7.
Brought down by Caleb Cover for Auburn.
Clock down to a minute 40, 43, 42. Still running, 2nd down and 7. The ball is just inside the 20-yard line. We'll call it the 19-and-a-half, actually, on the right hash mark. Rockets moving right to left. Schroeder with a single set back. DeMello behind him takes a snap, pitches the ball back to the setting from the right side and carrying the football inside the 10 goes Mason Lentz. Lentz took that pitch. Has first down yardage. It'll be first and goal for the Rockets. They're down to a minute 21 left with which to work here in this first half. The line of scrimmage is at the 8-yard line.
Boy, he's a tough runner.
Clock is running down to a minute 10 with the football at the 8-yard line.
Yeah, you wonder if Syracuse is maybe going to slow it down and burn a couple more seconds, but I don't know if they can.
You want to score.
Yes.
Schroeder. Ends are tight. Jansen to the left. Lynch to the right. They turn. Give it off into the middle to Jansen. He fights his way inside the 5 down to about the 4. Inside of a minute to play now. 49 seconds to go. 2 timeouts left here for the Rockets. They've got a couple of timeouts to use. Second down and goal. The football is now at about the 5-yard line. They turn. They pitch it back to Lynch once again, running to the left side, and he'll take it in for the touchdown from 4 yards out. Mason Lynch on the score from 4 yards. A 4-yard touchdown run. And this score comes with just 34 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. That pushes the score to 28-14. Oh, they got this unethical looking lineup here again. Last time they did this, they didn't kick it. They ran it in for 2. What they do, they've got the whole offense. Well, now they're going to shift back over here. They had the whole offense off to the right side of the field. Only the center, the kicker, and the place holder were out here in the middle. Now they'll go to a more conventional set. The ball is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good, I believe. Yes, they got it through. And our score now goes 29-14. Rockets on top with 34 seconds to play. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and your MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kaim TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Sunny 101.3.
Scoring Drive Recap, presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That scoring drive took 6 plays to cover 58 yards. Mason Lynch carried in from 4 yards out. Schroeder kicked the conversion, and the Rockets go up 29-14, with just 34 seconds left to play in the first half here at Auburn. Again, the scoring drive recap, courtesy of Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Tasha Armkadek today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. Farm Bureau Financial Services. All right, Schroeder ready to kick the football away from the 40. And he'll kick it deep this time, just a bouncing kick that's going to be bobbled for a minute at the 20. Now the return man goes back and picks it up at the 15 and gets wrapped up down near the 13. And now a flag comes in late. Somebody maybe with a late hit down there?
Yeah, I'm not sure. With a little fast. Gideon Stark on the stop. With the heads-up play initially, but we'll see what that flag is.
They may get some assistance here with some penalty yardage. Looks like we're going to see a personal foul on the Rockets. Unnecessary roughness. That's the second one of those tonight. The Rockets having a little bit of trouble hearing the whistle, apparently, and continued a little bit through the whistle. That's going to cost them another 15 yards, the second one of those tonight. Now, the Bulldogs have 30 seconds left with which to work here in this first half. They're down 29-14. Auburn will begin this drive first and 10 from their own 28-yard line is where they'll put it. 3 wide receivers wide to the right side of the field here for Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel back to pass, rolling right. Here comes pressure. He's in trouble, and he'll be sacked all the way back to the 15-yard line. I'll tell you, it almost looked like they were letting him through on a screen pass. That's how bad the offensive line got beat here tonight.
Holly and Astors for the Rockets. And somebody's calling a timeout, but I tell you, it would have been beneficial if they would have just...
All right, timeout taken on the field. 12 seconds to go here in the first half. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City,
402-245-2908. This is Sunny 101.3.
Bulldogs are going to be facing second down and 23 yards to go from their own 15-yard line. Just 12 seconds left to play here in the first half. They may just be content to run it out here and let the time expire. The Rockets do have a couple of timeouts of their own left here, but Brenton Wenzel is in the shotgun formation. He puts Clayton Brown in motion. Wenzel's going to go for broke. He's throwing down the right sideline. Pass is going to be intercepted at the midfield stripe at the 50-yard line. With the interception there for the Rockets, coming up with it is Jake Jansen. Well, the intended receiver down this right sideline was Clayton Brown. Jansen got up in front of him, and now the Rockets have a chance to throw up a Hail Mary here. 6 seconds on the clock. Auburn decided to try and catch him napping and maybe get a big strike here before halftime. Great idea in theory.
Yeah, not a bad idea. And we'll see if the Rockets actually drop back and pass or if they run.
They might just be content to run it out here and go to the locker room up 29-14, but who knows? Let's see what they do with it. Brennan Schroeder is your quarterback. He's got that same formation we're used to seeing with Jansen and Lentz. They pitch to Lentz. He'll run to the left side at the 45, at the 40. Lentz to the 35, the 30. Down the left sideline and taken out at the 22-yard line. Time expires, and it's halftime. The Syracuse Rockets leading the Auburn Bulldogs at the half. Syracuse 29 and Auburn 14. Be sure to stay tuned for our halftime recap being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. That halftime recap coming up in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Auburn High School. The Bulldogs trailing the Syracuse Rockets at halftime, 29-14. It's time now for our halftime report, presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, the Bulldogs got on the board first. They went up 6-0 with 32 seconds to play in the first quarter. A 23-yard run by Brenton Wenzel. The conversion failed, and the Bulldogs, as we said, up 6-0. Rockets came back in the second quarter. 10:56 to go, second period. Payne DeMello, a 35-yard touchdown run, capped a 5-play, 73-yard drive. The conversion failed, and we were tied at 6-all. Then with 9:38 to go in the first half, another 35-yard touchdown run by Payne DeMello. Back-to-back runs from 35 yards out. This one capped a 3-play, 50-yard drive. DeMello carried in for the 2-point conversion, and the Rockets had their first lead, 14-6. Bulldogs responded, however, with 8:40 to go in the second quarter. A big 56-yard touchdown pass from Brenton Wenzel to Lane Jones. A two-play, 55-yard drive. The two-point conversion run by Clayton Brown, and the Bulldogs had tied it up at 14-all. Rockets came right back, however, with 5:41 to go in the second quarter. A 50-yard run by Will Jansen topped off a five-play, 56-yard drive. The pass was complete to Mason Lentz for the two-point conversion, made it 22-14, the Rockets on top. And then with just 34 seconds to play in the first half, Mason Lentz scored from 4 yards out for the Rockets, topped the six-play, 58-yard drive. Schroeder kicked the conversion, and our halftime score stands at Syracuse 29 and Auburn 14. This halftime recap has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here and send it back to Chance Link at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Chance will take a two-minute break, then let's update the folks with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll take it back live here in Auburn. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Now that the last game of the season is upon us, we'd like to reflect and give our thanks and gratitude to the coaches, athletes, band members, and cheer teams that gave their absolute best this season. A special thank you as well to all you seniors who'll be playing your last game with us. We appreciate you. So let's go and make it one to remember. Have a great game, and even more importantly, have fun.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies developing tonight with a low temperature in the lower 50s and winds out of the west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny Saturday with high temperatures reaching the mid-70s. West winds become a bit stronger, gusting as high as 35 miles an hour, particularly in the late afternoon. Saturday night, mainly clear, still windy, northwest winds up to 35 miles an hour with temperatures in the low 40s. Sunday, plenty of sunshine and high temperatures in the mid-60s. Those winds calming down a bit out of the west at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday night, clear with a low temperature in the low 50s. South winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. On Monday, we'll see plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the low 70s. West winds at 10 to 20. Tuesday, lots of sun and cooler temperatures with highs in the low 60s. Wednesday, sunny, back up into the low 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
And good evening here on Sunny 101.3. We'll return to our second half of football, Syracuse at Auburn, in just a few minutes. But right now it's 71 degrees here at the Sunny 101 studios. And we'll get back to the game right after this.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
School Spirit really does pay. Since launching in 2017, F&M Bank's Spirit Debit Card program has given back over $50,000 to Falls City schools. Every time you swipe your Spirit card, you're supporting local students, teachers, and activities while enjoying the convenience of F&M Bank. It's just one more way we make local decisions, provide local solutions, and stay focused on what matters, our community. Get your Spirit debit card today at F&M Bank and keep the hometown pride going strong. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Auburn. The Auburn Bulldogs are trailing the Syracuse Rockets 29-14, our halftime score. The latest scoring update we have late in the second quarter in Minneapolis, the Gophers leading the Cornhuskers 7-3 in that football game. And we've got a lot more high school sports coming your way yet this weekend, tomorrow afternoon, in fact.
Yeah, be sure to join us for Pioneer Conference Volleyball. From Wymore, we'll have the third-place consolation game between Sacred Heart and Pawnee City at 2 p.m. with pregame at 1:50. We'll follow that with the championship game between Johnson Brock and Exeter Meriden Friends starting around 4 p.m. at Pioneer Conference Tournament Volleyball tomorrow afternoon here on Sunny 101.3.
Now, Blaine, you mentioned the Johnson Brock girls playing in the championship of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. There's some other big news in the sports world over at Johnson Brock. That Johnson Brock football team won their district last night. They defeated the Lures at home 28-22. And as I understand it, they should be playing now Thursday. Is that correct?
Yeah, so far it's looking like Thursday and hopefully at home in Johnson.
Well, we don't know who the opponent will be. We really don't know for sure where the game will be played. What we do know is that whoever and wherever they're playing Thursday, Blaine and I are going to be there.
Sounds good.
And you'll hear it live right here on Sunny 101.3, the Johnson Brock Eagles in the playoffs here as they won their district. And that'll be coming up Thursday evening. We don't know what time. Well, could be an afternoon game, even in fact, but we don't know what time or where or who. But when do they expect to find that out? Maybe tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay, so as soon as we get that information, we'll get it on the air, and we'll also have it up on the website. I'll put it up on my Facebook page, and we'll let you know what we're doing. But we will have coverage of the Johnson Brock Eagles coming up Thursday night as they won their district with that 28-22 win last night over Lourdes. Also, our congratulations to the Johnson County Central girls. They, last night, won the ECNC Conference Tournament. A big win for them over Elmwood Murdoch. They won it 3-1. And what's worthy of note is that they are now 26-0. And in 26 matches, they have only lost 4 sets. One of those was last night to Elmwood Murdoch. So the Knights from Elmwood Murdoch kind of... You can almost see him leave the floor with a bit of a moral victory there. Hey, we won a set over Johnson County, but great volleyball. We were happy to have that for you. We're going to step aside for another 2-minute timeout, and then our halftime show will continue. That's coming up at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs trailing the Syracuse Rockets 29-14. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back to Auburn, where it's halftime. The Syracuse Rockets leading the Auburn Bulldogs 29-14 here at the half. Some other scores around the area. The Fall City Tigers are trailing Wilbur Claytonia 14-7. Nebraska City is leading Fairbury 21-0 at halftime. Another halftime score, Mound City over DeKalb, 32-0. As we said here at halftime, 22-14, Syracuse with the lead. After one quarter, Rockport leading West Nottoway 16-14. Speaking of Rockport, we'll have the Rockport Blue Jays on 1 week from tonight here on Sunny. They'll be hosting our friends, the Mound City Panthers. Looking forward to that one. Yours truly will be on hand to call the play-by-play for that one. Again, Mound City at Rockport next Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff. Pre-game show around 6:30 for that one. And that'll be here on Sunny 101.3. We've got time for one more 60-second break. We're going to send it back to Chance Link at the studios for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with the good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, the latest scoring update from Minneapolis. The Huskers are getting a little closer. They now trail Minnesota 7-6 late in the first half. Golden Gophers leading the Huskers 7-6 late in the first half at Minneapolis. I want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community with locations in Nebraska City, Beatrice, and across Nebraska. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor, and we appreciate their support of these broadcasts of high school football here on Sunny 101.3. want to give a little shout-out tonight, Blaine, to all the farmers out there in those combines. Well, when I drive home from volleyball this week in the dark, everywhere you look out there, you see these things that look like giant UFOs out in the field, all those bright LED lights off the top of the combine. So you guys that are out riding around in the combines, tuned in to Sunny 101.3, we're glad to have you tuned in tonight. Be safe out there. Enjoy the football. They're probably switching back and forth, Bulldogs, Huskers, Rockets, Huskers, Bulldogs, Rockets. And just don't run through the fence on the end of the row, guys. All right, we're ready to move to second half action. The Bulldogs won the coin toss and elected to receive to start the first half, so they'll be kicking it away here to the Rockets to start quarter number three. 29-14, Rockets leading the Auburn Bulldogs. Coming forward to kick it away from the 40. An onside kick. They're going to try and return the favor. The ball gets across the 50. I believe the Bulldogs got it. And they executed perfectly, getting the recovery there for the Auburn Bulldogs. Coming up with the football was Tabor Rademacher. And I'm telling you, the ball went across the 50-yard line by every bit of a foot. And then just before it went out of bounds in front of the Bulldog bench, Rademacher fell on the ball. And it's been a while since I've seen both teams execute onside kicks successfully, Blaine.
That was super impressive by Auburn. Man, how did that work out so well?
That's kind of an in-your-face. You do it to us, we're going to do it to you. Here we go. Brent Wenzel has the ball first and 10 at the 49-yard line of the Rockets. He's in the shotgun formation, a wide receiver left. Wenzel shovels it forward to Lamb. Lamb's got a little running room. He's going to get 5 yards. He's got the ball across the 45, inside the 45. Now they're going to give him 4 on the carry. Save the knee, touchdown right at the 45-yard line. It'll bring up 2nd down and 6 yards to go for the Bulldogs. Just underway here in quarter number 3. 11:40 to play, 3rd period. 29-14, Rockets on top. But the Bulldogs executed the onside kick. 2nd down and 6 at the 45-yard line for Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel puts trips wide to the right. Galicia goes wide left. Wenzel rolling right. Looks downfield over the middle. Pass is going to be complete inside the 35-yard line. Down to the 33. Clayton Brown, the sophomore, makes the reception. It'll be a 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs.
Tackled by Will Jansen for the Rockets.
So now we'll spot the football at the 33-yard line. 1st down and 10 for the Bulldogs. Auburn trailing 29-14 here in Auburn. Let's see what they do with it. From the 33 on the right side hash mark, 2 wide receivers to the left side of the field. 1 comes wide to the right. A single setback as Lamb sets back there next to him. There's the handoff running to the right side as Brown, he slips and falls down. Clayton Brown lost his footing at the 35-yard line. He'll lose a couple on the play. Nobody touched him. He just had his feet go out from under him.
Yeah, that was unfortunate for Auburn.
We had a little bit
of room over there on the right side.
We were remarking before the game started about the great condition this field is in out here. It looks like artificial turf. There's not a blade of grass out of place. Or a tip of the hat to the maintenance crew here at Auburn High School. They're doing a great job in maintaining this natural grass field. 2nd down and 12 yards to go now from the 35-yard line. The ball on the right hash mark for Brenton Wenzel in the shotgun formation. Jones goes in motion out to the left. They give it to Lamb up the middle. Lamb's got some room inside the 30. Nice job of carrying the football by Draven Lamb. He's down to about the 30. Checked at the 28-yard line. He'll have a gain on the play of 5. It'll bring up 3rd down and 5 yards to go. The football now spotted at the 28-yard line of the Rockets.
Tackle made by Ryan Kirkhoff and Brody Brandt.
Onto the field now. For the Auburn Bulldogs, checking in is Shane Hanley. Hanley's in. He's a tight end. Subbing in for Auburn. 3rd down and 5 at the 28-yard line. The ends are in tight. Oh, the ball is loose and a fumble and a turnover. The ball was snapped back to Clayton Brown, and I'm not sure. Obviously, some miscommunication. Brown flipped that ball forward expecting a teammate to be there, and nobody was there except 2 white jerseys, and Brown is coming to the sideline shaking his head here as he tossed the ball right at the 2 defenders, and a turnover gives the ball back to the Rockets. And boy, you talk about a momentum killer.
Camden Masters comes up with the ball for Syracuse.
At the 29-yard line, the Rockets begin this drive 1st and 10. Schroeder has Jansen to the left, Lentz to the right. Hand the ball to Lentz. He'll come around from right to left. He's to the 40 on his feet across the 40 to the 44-yard line. I'll tell you, this is a 1-2 punch here of Mason Lentz and Will Jansen. They line Lentz up on the right, Jansen on the left. Then they flip-flop them. Then occasionally they give the ball to Jansen, who hands it back to Lentz on an inside handoff. And by the time you got them all sorted out, they've got 10 yards on you here.
Yeah, they're smooth. Tackle made by Caleb Cover for Auburn.
This is a smooth-running offense that Coach Gabe Mines has got going here for the Rockets. Gabe Mines, you know, former head coach at Johnson County Central. Here we are, first and 10 at the 44-yard line for the Rockets. Schroeder brings him to the line of scrimmage. Jansen to the left. Fake the ball, give it to the middle, to DeMello. DeMello just powers his way forward for a couple. Looks like he's got it just across the 45, out to the 46. He'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go here now for the Rockets. Clock showing 8:41 to play in the third quarter. You're just checking in on the score. It's 29-14. Rockets leading the Auburn Bulldogs. They'll be facing second down and 8 now from their own 46-yard line.
You know, the stop for Auburn that last play was Caden McLaughlin and Noah Hanley.
Brennan Schroeder brings him to the line. He'll put wide out receivers. This time a spread formation set for the Rockets. Haven't seen that. In the shotgun formation is Schroeder. He's usually under center. Oh, they direct snap to Will Jansen. Running to the right, a flag is thrown. Jansen's taken out of bounds short of the first down. They did a direct snap to Will Jansen, the running back. He rolled out to his right side, got taken out of bounds after a gain of a couple, but we've got a flag thrown on the far side. Let's see what this is going to be. Trying to find the white hat. There we go. They're going to march penalty yardage off against the Rockets. Put the football back to the 41-yard line. A 5-yard penalty brings up second down and 13 yards to go now for Syracuse. Schroeder brings them to the line. They're back to that normal set here. Double tight end, running back to either side. DeMello, the fullback behind the quarterback. There's the inside handoff to Lentz. Lentz comes around to the left side, midfield the 40. At the 45, he's got first down yardage. Lentz still on his feet, down to the 41-yard line. That's the one I described a minute ago. They pitch the ball to Will Jansen. He starts from left to right, then does an inside handoff to Lentz, coming around from right to left, and Lentz turns it into a first down all the way down to the 42-yard line.
They all know their jobs, and they all block so well, Randy.
Yeah, well executed on the offense here. Very meticulous are the Syracuse Rockets. You can see how they have amassed this 7-0 record.
Tackle made by Brent Wenzel on that last play for the Auburn.
7:28 to go here in the third quarter. Still 29-14. It's first and 10 from the 42-yard line of the Bulldogs. Handoff goes inside to Will Jansen. Jansen gets bottled up and dropped near the 40. He'll get a gain of 2 on the play, and it'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go now for the Rockets.
Noah Hanley in on the stop for the Bulldogs.
I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play tonight here in Auburn, as we've been doing for more than 50 years now.
That's impressive.
You know, I was thinking the other night, it's been 44 years ago that we signed KAUB on the air. September 18th, 1981, Auburn hosted Nebraska City that night. And our first day on the air with KAUB, we had Auburn Bulldog football live. Yours truly was there. The little red press box down at the middle school, they tore it down this year. Second down and 8. Schroeder comes over the football and calls his count. On a keep, no, gives it off inside to the right, still across the 40, not much of a gain, maybe a yard or two. It's going to bring up third down and about 6 yards to go. I drove down the street the other night and noticed the press box was gone at the middle school. They tore it down. We had a lot of fond memories in that building. The days of Randy Cordes, Coach Strittmatter, a lot of friends. 6 minutes, 12 seconds to go here. We are live in Auburn tonight at the new and improved field. It's been here 35 years already, hard to believe. On third down and 5, the football at the 38-yard line. Brennan Schroeder goes to a spread formation. Wide receivers to both sides of the field, calling a starting count. It's going to be a direct snap to Jansen. Jansen will run right up the middle. Jansen's got some running room. Still on his feet. Breaks into the open at the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. And he'll take it for the touchdown. Will Jansen, a 38-yard touchdown run on a direct snap. They snapped it right to him, and Will just took off for 38 yards. And the TD, and that is a real heartbreaker for the Auburn Bulldogs.
Yeah, man, I don't know how he snuck out of that pile, but he did well.
Score coming with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Pushes our score to 35-14. Now this unorthodox lineup here with the center, the holder, and the kicker in the middle of the field. Now they're joined by the other eight ball players who were huddled up over on the right sideline. You never know what's going to come out of this after what's happened so far. Waiting for the snap from center. A bad snap. The ball is bobbled. They'll just fall on it. The conversion fails, and our score remains 35-14. Rockets on top. 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're enjoying Auburn Bulldog football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive update. Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. A six-play, 71-yard drive capped off with a 38-yard run by Will Jansen on a direct snap. The conversion attempt failed, and the Rockets are up now 35-14 with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Think we'll see another offside kick, Randy?
I wouldn't. Nothing surprises me anymore, that's for sure.
This game's not boring.
Rockets with the ball teed at the 40-yard line. Let's see what they do. Now they're just going to kick a little squib kick. The ball is loose, though. Bulldogs need to get on that puppy, and they do. Back down around the 29-yard line. That ball was loose, and I'm telling you, the Syracuse Rockets were closing in a hurry.
That was kind of in the middle of an onside and kicking it deep. They just kind of kicked it hard, and it almost worked.
Well, we can't say that these two teams aren't keeping us entertained here tonight. I'll tell you, Wayne, this was fun stuff. Rockets starting to kind of exercise their muscle a little bit here now. Up 35-14, a 21-point lead. Still a lot of time left here. 5:35 to go in the third quarter. Auburn takes over first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Brenton Wenzel is the quarterback. Got Brown set in the backfield behind him. Fakes a handoff. Watch the throw. He's going to throw it here to the left side to Wyatt Tanner. Tanner makes the catch and then fights his way all the way out to near the 40-yard line. Wyatt Tanner did a good job after catching the football of carrying tacklers with him for an additional 5 or 6 yards there.
Yeah, that was a good strong run after the catch brought down by Brennan Schroeder for Syracuse.
It was enough for a first down and puts the football at the 39-yard line. So, spot the football at the 39-yard line. Bulldogs moving left to right from their own 39-yard line. It's on the right side hash mark. The wide side of the field is to the left. Wenzel puts two wide receivers out to the left, has a single set back behind him. Turns, gives the ball right into the middle again. I think that's going to be Brown, the ball carrier, and he's going to have yardage out to around the 45-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 6 on the carry there for the Bulldogs, and it'll bring up 2nd down and 4.
Masters and Holly on the stop for Syracuse.
So, spot the ball at the 45 is where they put it. 2nd down, 4 yards to go. Auburn puts a receiver wide to the left side. One wide to the right. Quarterback. Wenzel has the snap, hands it right up the middle again, and they power forward for a couple of more yards. We'll see who the ball carrier is this time. I think we had a different ball carrier in there, yes. On the carry was Riley Dickerson. Dickerson, 165-pound senior on the carry.
Tackled right by Connor Gates and Hunter Hawley for the Rockets.
Now Lane Jones is right back into the ballgame. He'll come as a wide receiver, wide to the right. Rademacher goes wide out to the left. Ends in tight. Quarterback Wenzel calling his set count, has a snap. Gives off again to his running back, straight forward. Oh, he only needed a yard. It's going to be close. Let's see where they mark it. It was 3rd down and 1 yard on the carry. Getting up off the bottom of that pile is Clayton Brown. I think he got the 1st down from where I was looking. They marked the ball, and yes, it is. It's a 1st down by about 0.5 yard. That's the wonderful thing about these binoculars. I have an awfully good look down there, zooming in on things. At the 49-yard line, their own 49, the Bulldogs have the ball 1st and 10. Joe with the snap, back to pass, setting up is Wenzel. Wenzel got a receiver, pass is complete, inside the 35, still on his feet, and finally is going to be, where's the whistle, gentlemen? Finally taken down to the 32-yard line. Boy, that was a struggle. I believe that was Rademacher that made the catch, and he was held up and stopped, and everybody was coming in to pound him.
That was unique. Lance had him by the foot, and he wasn't going anywhere.
He wasn't going anywhere, but you see two or three defenders getting ready to crush the receiver, and the ref's just standing there watching it. Wow. All right, first and 10 Bulldogs. They're still alive here at the 32-yard line. Brenton Wenzel might be throwing the ball again on first down. Has a man coming in motion. That's Rademacher from left to right. Wenzel rolls to his right. Now the pressure comes. Looks upfield. He's got a receiver. Pass is complete near the 10-yard line. Making the catch is Clayton Brown. Brown got the ball down to about the 11, but we've got a flag on the play. Back up here. Holding is the call on the Bulldogs. And that'll call that one back. And that was a great catch. Great pitch and catch there. And penalty flag holding. We've got a player shaking up here. Looks like just cramping in the calf. They're trying to stretch out that leg. So with the injured player on the field, we'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime score in Minneapolis at the half. The Gophers leading the Huskers 7-6. Your halftime score in Minneapolis here in Auburn with 2:56 to play in the third quarter. It's Syracuse 35 and Auburn 14. We still have timeout on the field here for the injured player who had the Charlie horse here. And that's Syracuse's Will Jansen. They can ill afford to lose that young man. He's a 1,200-yard rusher coming into this one after only seven games, and he's really having a hard time walking that cramp out of here. They tried to stretch that calf muscle out. It's obviously just a Charlie horse, and he is being helped to the field. That can be so painful, as we all know. One of the athlete's worst nightmares is being out there in the field and having that calf cramp up on you like that. Don't remember a lot about my high school career, but I remember that well. That hurts. All right, the penalty yardage is going to bring the football back out to the 42-yard line of the Rockets. It's going to be first down and 20 yards to go now for the Bulldogs. Auburn comes over the football. Wenzel is your quarterback. Rademacher comes wide to the right side of the field. Wenzel calls the starting count, takes the snap, turns, goes off to his running back into the middle. That's not going to go anywhere. Maybe a yard, maybe two, no more than that. The ball carried by Clayton Brown. Now we have second down, still about 19 yards to go with the football now at the 41-yard line.
Oliver McIntosh in on the stop for the Rockets.
Presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber Company, your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Second down and 19 yards to go at the 41-yard line. Wenzel has the snap. He's rolling to his right, looks downfield, pumps once. Now in trouble, he's going to be sacked and dropped, and now a flag comes in. I believe we're going to have a face mask there. At least that's what I saw. Back near the 40-yard line is where Wenzel was taken down, but it looked to me like they brought him down by the face gear.
Hunter Hawley gets into the backfield there. Does a really nice job of corralling Wenzel, but yeah, we'll see what the refs have to say.
The white hat turns a personal foul, face mask. Rocket fans not happy about that. A little bit of jubilation here on the part of the Bulldog fans. Very vocal group of Rocket fans unhappy about that call. I am paraphrasing now. It was something along the lines of, oh my goodness, Mr. Official, are you certain? Maybe not exactly worded that way. All right, penalty yardage puts the ball to the 39-yard line. What are they chanting?
Something about a whistle.
Oh, my. All right, the ball is at the 39-yard line, second down. Maybe I better turn the crowd noise mic down here. The FCC might not be happy with us.
Yikes.
Second down, 17 yards to go. The football is spotted now at the 39-yard line of the Rockets, second and long for the Bulldogs. Quite a discussion here among the officials before we're ready to resume play. Referee shouting something over here to Tony Jansen. Tony wanted some type of an explanation. He was the benefactor of that flag. I'm not sure what his problem would be with it.
Well, they didn't give him a first down. They still got second and forever.
Yeah, second down, 17 yards to go at the 39-yard line. Two receivers to the wide side of the field to the left of Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel wants to pass, rolling right. Throws the ball to the right. Oh, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. He had it in his arms. That was Rademacher. Tabor was down near the 27-yard line, and it went right through his arms. It was thrown behind him. In all fairness to the receiver, he had to make quite a dive to even get an attempt at it, but could not come up with it.
Nice coverage there by Jake Jansen for the Rockets.
Got another player shaking up here on the field for Syracuse, so we'll step aside for 30 seconds. 35-14 our score. Rockets on top. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Matthew Gall, a financial associate with Thrivent, and Stephen Stoller and I are here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call us at 402-315-8711 to get started. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play tonight here in Auburn. Blaine Barron's alongside in the broadcast booth here on the color commentary. Chance Link is our producer-engineer at the Sunny 101.3 studios. And Lori Gatula is our videographer tonight. We're shooting a little video here tonight of the game. Appreciate your help. Put Lori on the air last night, Blaine. She was helping me out with some volleyball.
So, I bet she did a good job.
Yes, she did. Yeah. Plus, the broadcast got a lot better looking when she joined me, that's for sure. But it is radio. 1:54 to go here in the third quarter. 35-14 your score. Rockets on top. Bulldogs with the football at the 39-yard line. Third down and 17 yards to go. Back to passes, Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel falling deep to the left sideline, and the pass is incomplete. Looking over there for Tabor Rademacher. He made the catch, but he was out of bounds. Boy, well executed, well thrown. Rademacher pulled it in, but it wasn't close. He was a couple of strides out.
Auburn's passing game is not looking too bad right now.
Yeah, you're going to need to do something here. They're down by 21 points with 1:48 to go in the third quarter. They're in no man's land here for a punt on this thing. The line of scrimmage, the 39-yard line, fourth down and 17. Bulldogs are going to go for it on fourth down and long. No sense in punting the ball when you're this far down here. Trips to the left. Three wide receivers to the left of Brenton Wenzel. A single set back behind him. Wenzel wants to throw. Here comes the pressure. Steps up into the pocket. Now Wenzel throws over the middle in the pass. Incomplete. Boy, there were defenders all over the intended receiver, Clayton Brown. Awful lot of contact there before the ball. Now the flag comes in. Ooh. Yeah, there was an awful lot of contact down there before the ball arrived. A very, very late flag. At least I assume it's going to be on the contact. It is thrown in the area of the Auburn bench. I'm not gonna forecast what this one is. Let's wait what the white hat tells us. He's going to signal unsportsmanlike on the Rockets. So, an unsportsmanlike conduct on the Rockets.
I didn't see it.
I'm not, well, that could be anything from, oh my goodness, Mr. Official, are you
yeah,
hurt?
No. Right.
Yeah.
Something in front of the Auburn bench, though, so.
Well, it's on the Rockets. The penalty yardage
after the play
is going to put the football all the way down to the 24-yard line, but it will be Rockets football. They're going to take over first and 10 because it's a dead ball foul there after the incompletion. After the turnover on down, so the Rockets will maintain possession of the football. They'll take over first and 10 from their own 24-yard line. 1:41 left to play in the third quarter here at Auburn. Syracuse on top, 35-14, leading the Auburn Bulldogs. Again, an update from Minneapolis at the half. The Minnesota Golden Gophers leading the Cornhuskers 7-6, your halftime score in Minneapolis. Husker volleyball tonight, a sweep of Michigan State by the Husker women, 25-15, 25-18, 25-20. Husker women remain undefeated. First down, 10 for the Rockets, starting at their own 24-yard line. Schroeder takes a snap. Inside handoff to Lins, coming around to the left side of the 30, 35, 40. Lifts down the sideline, taken out of bounds at the 42-yard line.
Pushed out of bounds by number 9, Lane Jones. Nice play by Syracuse.
Yardage out to the 45-yard line for Mason Lins. He's had a big night. We all expected Will Jansen to get a bucket full of yards, and he has, but tonight Mason Lins has got an awful lot of rushing yardage here.
And Will Jansen is back in there after those cramps, so that's good to see.
Apparently able to walk it off. They get the ball out to the 45-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for the Rockets. They lead it 35-14, 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Brennan Schroeder, your senior signal caller, is under center. He turns, gives the ball up the middle. I think that must be Lins again. I sometimes can't even see how they get the ball to the ball carrier. He comes out from under center. That actually ended up in the hands of Will Jansen. And Jansen with a gain into Bulldog territory, down to the 47-yard line, a gain of 8 on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 2 yards to go for the Rockets.
Caleb Cover in on the stop for Auburn.
So spot the football on the left side hash mark in from the west side of the field here. Rockets moving from south to north, from our right to left. The ball is at the Bulldog 47. Schroeder. We'll have DeMello set behind him, Jansen to the left, Lins to the right, just outside the tight ends on either side as running backs. Schroeder under center, takes the snap, gives the ball up the middle to DeMello. He's got room to 40, 35, 30, 20, stumbles for a minute, 15, 10, 5, and I believe he got in for the touchdown. Let's see for the signal here. It looked like he got in. Still don't have a signal, do you?
Looks like they're spotting him short.
Oh, man, it looked like he got in there. If you look at where he landed.
Yeah, what a run.
He started from the 47-yard line and took it to the 1.5-yard line. A run of 46 yards by Peyton DeMello. Man, it looked like he got inside that pylon. I mean, the Bulldog fans are delighted. But you couldn't argue with anybody from Syracuse that said they thought he was in, that's for sure. Ball is inside the 1 yard line, a 46 yard run by Peyton DeMello. Oh, we've got an injured player down here in the corner. And again, looks like another cramp. They're trying to stretch that out. We're going to keep it here live this time while we tend to the injured player here for the Bulldogs and invite you to join us again tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon, rather. We'll be in Wymore for the Pioneer Conference Volleyball Tournament Finals. Third place consolation game, pregame show at 1:50, first serve at 2 o'clock. That will feature the Sacred Heart Irish and the Pawnee City Indians. And then the championship game of the Pioneer Conference Volleyball Tournament, Johnson Brock facing Exeter Milligan Friend. That's scheduled on the chart here at 4 o'clock, but it'll be 20 minutes after the third place consolation game ends. And we'll have both of those games live right here on Sunny 101.3. Yours truly trying his hand once again at calling play-by-play volleyball. And let me tell you, I got a whole new appreciation for John Bishop. That is one fast-moving sport.
Yeah, you got to pay attention there for
sure.
Well,
you got to be on top of it to even stay with it. And a lot of fun, though. We had fun over at the ECNC tournament this week in Tecumseh. Johnson County Central girls won that one with a 3-1 win over Elmwood Murdoch. All right, 29 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's 35-14. The ball is at the 1 yard line. The Rockets will come over the football on first and goal at the 1. Quarterback Schroeder is under center. Single set back behind him. Schroeder was in motion. What are they doing? Okay, they put it back. They're going to throw the ball into the end zone to Schroeder. I believe he meant, no, he dropped the football. They ripped it out of his hands. Boy, you talk about deception. Schroeder was in motion. Looked like he had stepped back away from center to walk away, and they threw him the pass. It fell incomplete. It'll bring up second down and goal. I'm surprised that they want to show that sort of thing to future opponents here.
Yeah, right. That was pretty good defense there, too. That was a risky pass.
You're up 35-14. If you've got that little wrinkle in your bag of tricks, why would you want to show it tonight? I guess maybe give them something else to worry about, huh?
Yeah, Lane Jones and Riley Dickerson weren't fools.
All right, here we go. Second down and goal at the 1. Again, Schroeder, same formation. Schroeder, Jansen to the left, Lins to the right. Schroeder calling a starting count. DeMello is the fullback. They turn, they pitch it. to the right side, crashing in for the touchdown from 1 yard out goes Will Jansen. Jansen with the TD, a 1 yard touchdown run. Will Jansen, that is 1, 2, 3, that's his third touchdown run of the evening here for the Rockets. This score coming with just 16 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Makes the score 41-14, and the Rockets pulling away now from the Auburn Bulldogs. We'll line up now and go for the two-point conversion. Put a wide receiver wide to the right side of the field. Wide out to the left also. Jansen to the left, Lynch to the right are the running backs. Back to pass. They hang it up on a little lob into the corner. Pass falls incomplete. Conversion attempt fails. It was 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 41-14. Syracuse on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That scoring drive took four plays, 76 yards, capped off with a 1 yard touchdown run by Will Jansen. The big play of that series was Peyton DeMello with a 46 yard run from the 47 down to the 1. Conversion failed. The score now stands at 41-14. Rockets on top. Scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Ball is teed up at the 40-yard line. Rockets ready to kick it away. Handling the kicking, the quarterback, a busy man here, Brennan Schroeder. He's the place kicker, the kickoff man. I wonder if he would even punt maybe if they needed to. Oh, they're going to try another little onside or squib kick. Auburn falls on that one, takes a knee at the 32-yard line. Bulldogs not going to get caught napping again. They're ready to pounce on that one was Clayton Brown, and he got a knee down and held on to it. Down to just 16 seconds to go now here in the third quarter. If you're just checking in with us, 41-14 our score, Syracuse Rockets. Trying to move on to 8-0 on the season here. They came in undefeated. Auburn dropped their first four to some really tough competition. Then they reeled off three straight wins, and they were kind of flying high here, but at this point, the Rockets beginning to dominate. Auburn comes over the football, first and 10 at their own 36-yard line with Bretton Wenzel, the quarterback. Wenzel looks left and right. He puts a man in motion. Lamb pitches back to the hole. It's going to be a halfback pass. Looking deep downfield, the receiver's there. The ball falls right between the defenders. The intended, now a flag comes in. The intended receiver was Tabor Rademacher. Defenders all over him, and we may very well have a pass interference call.
Randy, was that pass deflected, though?
Don't know.
Because it seemed like it was pretty wobbly.
Now, pass interference call on the defense.
I think that's what Syracuse is wanting, but they're not going to get it.
Well, you're up 41-14. Again, some very vocal, I assume, parents were on the right. Maybe not necessarily. Let's just say they're enthusiastically cheering on the Rockets. How do we put it that way? Ball is going to be marked at the 49-yard line of the Rockets, first and 10 after the penalty for the Bulldogs, as Wenzel brings them to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers wide right, one goes wide to the left. Single running back set back there is Lamb. Back to pass is Wenzel. Wenzel completes a pass out to the right side to Clayton Brown. Brown upfield to the 40. Dive down to the 36-yard line. First down yardage, a flag on the play. We've got a flag back out here at the 47-yard line, and we have a Syracuse player on the sideline being taken care of by the Auburn trainers. He's got a cramp here in his leg, and the Auburn trainer's quick to come over. I like to see that sort of thing.
Yeah,
the Syracuse player is down with a cramp, and the Auburn trainers quickly jump over to try and help him stretch that thing out.
Will Jansen ain't on the stop for the Rockets. Looks like block in the back on Albert.
Yep, illegal block in the back on the Bulldogs. Penalty yardage is going to mark the football back to the 45-yard line of Auburn. It'll be first down at 15. Timeout on the field here. That's the end of the quarter. So we'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the broadcast booth here at Auburn High School. Randy Tula, Blaine Barron's with you. It's first down and 15 yards to go for the Bulldogs from their own 45-yard line as we move into fourth quarter of action. They turn, give the ball off to Lamb. Lamb's got 5. He's got 10. He's all the way down to the 45-yard line of the Rockets, a gain of 10 on the carry.
Tackle by Braxton Kelch for the Rockets.
Now they're going to give him 9. It'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go. The football just outside the 45-yard line on the right hash mark. 41-14, the score if you're just checking in with us tonight. Somebody out there riding around in the combine, switching the radio dial all around to keep track of everybody. Second down and 6 from the 46. Wenzel has the snap, turns, gives to his running back. Running tough. Down to near the 40-yard line there for the Bulldogs is Draven Lamb. Lamb is a workhorse. He's a 195-pound junior, and we've got timeout for another player shaking up here. It's one of the Rockets that's down. So
looks like Brody Brandt is down, and he was one in on the stop there along with Hunter Holly.
We'll take a 30-second break here. 41-14, Rockets up. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the injured Syracuse Rocket is helped to his feet. He's going to be leaving the field under his own steam. Did you ever able to pick up the number there?
I believe it's Brody Brandt.
73? Okay. Yes, it is Brody Brandt. He's a senior offensive lineman. It'll be third down and a yard to go now for the Bulldogs. The line of scrimmage is at the 40-yard line of the Rockets. Let's see what Wenzel can come up with on third and 1. He'll set in the shotgun. He'll have Clayton Brown set behind him as the running back. Lamb sets to his left hip. They give it to Brown. Brown running left. Brown dives inside. He's going to get the first down, but that's all. They're going to throw him back. He needed a yard. He got about 2. So it'll be first and 10 for the Bulldogs. 11:02 to play, and right now the clock is the Rockets' friend here. They're up 41-14, a commanding lead as we are down to 11 minutes to play in this one.
Yeah, Kirkhoff and Masters in on the stop for Syracuse, and they're going to be very content allowing 2, 3, 4 yards of play for Auburn.
3 wide receivers wide to the right for the Bulldogs on first down and 10 at the 37-yard line of the Rockets. Wenzel calls the snap, has the ball, throws the pass out, overthrows his intended receiver looking for Clayton Lamb, and the pass falls incomplete. 1 week from tonight, we will be in Rockport, Missouri for Missouri 8-man football. The Rockport Blue Jays hosting the Mound City Panthers. Over the years, we've done a lot of 8-man football. when they play their state championship, sometimes we all go all the way to the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis. We played a couple of them at down at Burrow Field at Columbia. And I think this year they're bringing it back to Missouri Western in St. Joe. That's almost like a home game for us.
There you go.
Here we go. Second down and 10 yards to go at the 37-yard line for the Bulldogs. Wenzel has the snap. Turns, gives the ball off to Brown. He runs to the right side with room, 35-30. First down, he's got it. Still on his feet, going to the right corner, inside the 20, down near the 15. The ball popped out of there. Wait a minute. Let's see. No, Auburn's got the ball back. The ball was loose for a minute, but the Bulldogs are going to have it all the way down near the 20-yard line. Great job on the carry by Clayton Brown.
Yeah, that was a pretty big collision. I'm not sure who got him, but, you know, heads up by Auburn to fall back on the ball.
So now, spot the football inside the 20, call it the 19-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Auburn. Clock shows 10:29 to play here in the ballgame, 41-14. Rockets on top. Wenzel with two receivers to the short side of the field. Single setback is Lamb back there with him. He gives it to Lamb. Lamb right into the middle and then met in the center of the line after a gain of about a yard. He was at the 19, looked like he got it to about the 18. It'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go now for the Bulldogs.
Syracuse has some big strong boys up front. That time it was Hunter Hawley.
I just noticed, look at all the cheerleaders we've got here tonight. My goodness, what are there, 20 of them down there, at least on each team? Here we go. Second down, 9 yards to go for the Bulldogs. Waiting for the snap. Wenzel has the ball, pitches it back to Brown, running to the left. He cuts inside. Good job at the 15, at the 10, down to the 9. Close to first down yardage is Clayton Brown. He might have it. It's going to be first down and goal for the Bulldogs.
Run down by Braxton Kelch for the Rockets.
They trail here, 41-14, but they have the ball inside the 10 near the 9-yard line. Brenton Wenzel on first and goal at the 9. Puts Rademacher wide to the right, Galizia wide to the left of the wide receivers. Lamb goes in motion to the right, hand off to Brown into the middle. Brown running tough, battling, still on his feet, carrying the pile with him. And now they stop, blow the whistle. They never did get him to the ground, but he'll have a nice gain and put the ball to about the 7. So it'll be second down and goal. He got about 2 on the carry.
Kelch and Howley in on the stop for Syracuse.
So now, back into the lineup for the Bulldogs comes Shane Hanley at a tight end. Hanley checks in. Second down and goal from the 7. The ball straight out in front of the uprights between the hash marks. Lamb sets on the left hip of Wenzel, the quarterback. Wenzel's going to run it himself this time to the left side. Inside, fights inside the 5, down near the 4-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 3 on the carry. Put it to the 4. It'll be third down and goal at the 4-yard line.
Will Simon and Braxton Kelch again. Braxton Kelch gets some quality minutes here in the 4th.
From the 4-yard line, third down and goal. They'll go with no huddle, lining up quickly. Wide receiver right, pitch the ball back to the trailing back, running to the left side and take it out of bounds is Clayton Brown. Big defensive stand thus far here for the Syracuse Rockets. And now it's going to come down to fourth down and goal. They had the ball at the 9, first and goal. 3 downs later, they've only advanced it down to the 4-yard line.
That was Bryson Jones getting the tackle for the Rockets.
Fourth down and goal at the 4. 41-14, your score. Rockets are on top. Clock is down to 8 minutes, 24 seconds to go here. Wenzel, the senior signal caller, brings him to the line of scrimmage. Rademacher goes wide right, Galizia wide left. Brown sets in a slot to the left. Lamb is the running back on the right hip of Wenzel. Wenzel takes a snap. Wenzel pitches it back to the trailing back, fighting near the goal line, and in for the touchdown goes Clayton Brown from 4 yards out. Clayton Brown with a 4-yard touchdown run for the TD. The score coming with 8 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the 4th quarter. Now we'll have the try for the conversion as they line it up here. That makes the score 41-20. Looks like the Bulldogs are going to line up and go for 2. All right. 2-point conversion coming up. Wenzel has Lamb set on his left hip in the backfield. Rademacher in motion. They pass the ball out to the left. The pass is in and out of the hands of the receiver. It falls incomplete. Clayton couldn't hold it. Pass falls incomplete, and with 8:16 to go, our score stands at 41-20. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Harvest season is right around the corner, and our farmers will be working from sunup to sundown to help feed us all. Drivers, we ask that you please slow down, give space, and be patient in your farm equipment. Farmers, stay alert, stay rested, and put safety first. This harvest, let's look out for one another, because safe roads and safe farms mean a stronger community. A message from SBS Insurance. Rooted in safety, growing with you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring update. That scoring drive for the Bulldogs took 10 plays to cover 64 yards. It was topped off with a 4-yard touchdown run by Clayton Brown. The score coming with 8:16 to play in the ballgame. The conversion attempt failed. Our score stands at 41-20. Rockets on top again with 8:16 to go in this one. Bulldogs getting ready to kick it away. Cameron Becker is the kicker here for Auburn. Has it teed at the 40-yard line. I believe Mason Lentz is the deep man. At least he usually is. Yes, Lentz is back deep. Here's the kick. And it's going to be a kind of a squid kick. It's going to be fielded near the 35-yard line. That one just kind of hung up in the air. Kind of an in-between onside kick and really trying to kick the thing. Jackson Walters, a freshman, is over there to field that one. And, well, that freshman, Jackson Walters, he can go home tonight and say, I did my part.
He did a good job.
I caught the ball.
Yeah.
Held on to it. And that's going to put the football now at the 35-yard line. In the game last week, once the Rockets got in command there over the Fall City Tigers, Coach Gabe Mice went to the bench, used a lot of reserve and JV players in the second half, and I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see that happening to us again right here. It's 41-20. We're down to 8:15 to go. We'll see who we got in there. We still have Schroeder at quarterback.
Yep.
Okay, he's still in. First and 10. Schroeder takes a snap. And he turned, gave the ball off to Will Jansen, but the officials stopped play, blow the whistle, throw the flag before the play can unfold. Offsides is a call against the Bulldogs. 5-yard penalty. Moves the football out to the 40-yard line. It'll be first down and 5 yards to go. So we do still have the first-string offense in the ballgame with a 21-point lead and 8 minutes to play here. All right. Schroeder has everybody set in tight this time. They turn, give the ball off, running to the right side is Will Jansen. It's a foot race to the corner, 45, 46, and taken out of bounds at the 46-yard line goes Schroeder. Bulldogs over there to help him up off the ground as he went sliding very dangerously close to that bench here on the near side.
Yeah.
He's all right.
That's quite a collision heading into the Auburn bench, knocked out by Lane Jones.
You always wonder what the thought process is with a head coach. I know Gabe Mites well. He's a friend. The Rockets on their way to becoming 8-0 here. Got to be looking down the road. You don't want to get any of these key players hurt. And when do you pull the dogs off here? Schroeder takes a snap, pitches back to Lentz. Lentz to the left side, midfield to the 50, spins down to the 46-yard line. They'll have a gain of 8 yards on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 2. It's one of those things, you got a well-oiled machine, it's working well, you want to run it, and on the other side of the coin, boy, you'd hate to see somebody twist an ankle or when you're leading by 3 scores late in the ballgame like this.
Yep. Yeah, Will Jansen was just out that last play. He's back in, though, now.
Second down and a little over a yard to go with the football just outside the 45-yard line. Schroeder is the quarterback. DeMello is the fullback. Sets right behind him. Schroeder calls his starting count. And it runs around to the left side with room. There goes Jansen all the way down to the 25-yard line before he's taken out of bounds. I think Wenzel chased him down. Over. No, check that. Who? 9?
Lane Jones brought him down.
Yeah. They chased him down inside the 25 at the 24. Meanwhile, the clock approaching the 7-minute mark. 7:08 to go in this one. 41-20. Rockets leading the Auburn Bulldogs. Ball on the left hash mark at the 24-yard line. Rockets move from our left to right, from north to south. Brennan Schroeder The senior signal caller is the quarterback. Calls his count. He turns. Turns and gives the ball off straight up the middle, fighting down near the 15-yard line. On the carry that time, we do have some new numbers in there. On the carry was Jake Jansen. Jansen, the ball carrier. So we're seeing some clean white pants and jerseys in there now. Jake Jansen, just a sophomore. He's listed as a tight end, but they had him lined up as a running back there. Nice gain on the play of 8 yards for Jake Jansen. They'll bring up second down and 2 yards to go with the line of scrimmage now at the 16-yard line. 6 minutes, 17 seconds to go in the football game. 41-20, Rockets on top. Leif Schroeder still your quarterback. Lentz is set to the right side, Jansen to the left. They turn, and the ball straight up the middle and running tough is the fullback in there. On the carry that time, a fullback with a number of 84, Oliver Eiler. Eiler, a junior, wears number 84. He is listed as a running back, and he puts the ball down to the 9-yard line where it's going to be first and goal.
Caleb Clover in on the stop for Auburn.
So Coach Gabe Mice getting a lot of JV players into the lineup now at running back here. Again, your quarterback calling the starting count is Schroeder. Schroeder gives it up the middle. Fighting forward into the end zone for the touchdown. I'm going to have to wait until they unstack it. Oh, that's going to be Will Jansen. Jansen carries in from 9 yards out. Will Jansen, that is his fourth rushing touchdown of the night. And Will Jansen, we said, came into this thing with over 1,200 yards on the season. And he's got a bucket more tonight here. This score came with 5:34 to play. In the football game, Will Jansen's fourth rushing touchdown makes our score 47-20 now. Rockets on top of your Auburn Bulldogs. Looks like we're going to try and kick one this time. I think. You never know what to expect here. Now, they're going to line up to try to kick it. The kicker will be Brennan Schroeder, the quarterback. Ball is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. He put her through, and our score moves now to 48-20. Rockets on top with the kick being good. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, quite a night tonight for the Syracuse Rockets. Will Jansen. Jansen, touchdown runs tonight of 50 yards, 38 yards. He had an easy one from 1 yard out, and this one now for 9 yards, 4 rushing touchdowns for Will Jansen. Capped off a 7-play, 66-yard drive. Schroeder kicked the conversion. And with 5:34 to play in the football game, it's 48-20. The Syracuse Rockets leading the Auburn Bulldogs. Scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Next Friday night, we will be in Rockport, Missouri with the Mountain City Panthers. Next Thursday night, we will have playoff action with the Johnson Brock Eagles. Whoever, whenever, and wherever they're playing on Thursday, you can count on Blaine and I to be there, and we'll bring it to you here on Sunny 101.3. Open for a home game right there in Johnson. That would be sweet. All right. Looks like a lot of clean jerseys in on the kickoff team. Still handling the, I believe they still got the same kicker in there trying to kick it off, but a lot of clean jerseys. Here's the driving kick, going to be picked up at the 30-yard line, and then just taking a knee with the football was Galicia. He didn't even try to run it. Oh, no, check that. That's number 9, not 5. Lane Jones just took a knee and didn't even try to return it. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, they're content with starting at 33.
Yep. At the 33-yard line, the Bulldogs will have the football with 5:31 to play in the game, trailing 48-20. Auburn will come over the football. A little bit of confusion now. Players running onto the field and running back off the field. Not sure what that was about. Let's see who we've got in there. I think it's still going to be Wenzel, the quarterback. Yes, it is. Calling a starting count. Wenzel turns, gives to his running back, running forward with it. That's Draven Lamb. And Lamb got back to the line of scrimmage and not a whole lot more. Lamb maybe got a yard. They're going to put it out to the 34-yard line. It'll be second down and 9 yards to go with 5:14 to go in the ballgame. 48-20. Rockets leading the Auburn Bulldogs here at Auburn.
Kirkhoff and Party in on the stop for the Rockets.
From the 34-yard line, second down and 9. Brenton Wenzel puts receivers to the left side of the field. Galizia wide to the left. Lamb sits in a slot to the left. Brown is a single setback behind him. Bait to Brown. Oh, a bobble on the exchange. And Brown just has to... No, it wasn't Brown that was in there. They had a backup. That's Riley Dickerson. A little bit of a miscommunication between Dickerson and Wenzel, and Dickerson just had to fall on the football.
Holly was right there to cover him up for Syracuse.
Dickerson probably lucky to maintain possession of that ball.
Yes, he was.
Ball is spotted back to the 30-yard line now, where it's going to be third down and 13 yards to go. Wenzel has Dickerson set behind him as a running back. Fake to Dickerson, rolling right is Wenzel. Throws the ball off the right pass. It's going to be intercepted at the 30, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, near the goal line, and in for the touchdown for the Rockets. Wait until he turns my way to see who got that interception. Was that... He still hasn't. They've got everybody surrounded him down there to celebrate.
Might have been Schroeder.
Okay, it was Schroeder. Okay. I wanted to say that, but they wouldn't let me get a good look at his number. He intercepted the ball at the 30-yard line, so it'll be a 30-yard return of an interception by Brennan Schroeder. And now the Rockets kind of putting this one away here. Boy, he caught that thing on the dead run down that left sideline and never broke stride, did he?
Yeah, that was a pretty nice return to get into the end zone. A stout collision between him and Wenzel at the goal line there.
Now we got 11 clean white jerseys in here, I think, for this extra point. Waiting for the snap. This is a backup kicker. The ball is down. The kick is up. Way up high and no good. Wide to the left. Could not get it to fall. And with 4:10 to go in the ballgame, our score now 54-20. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
The Syracuse student section is starting to have a good time down here. They're throwing the pom-poms back and forth to the cheerleaders. Cheerleaders are making a hoop like a basketball hoop, and the kids in the stands are throwing the pom-poms at them. Celebration is on for Syracuse. They're up now 54-20 with 4:10 to go. That score came on a 30-yard intercepted pass by Brennan Schroeder for the TD. The conversion attempt failed. And with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go, our score stands Syracuse 54 and Auburn 20. Now the Rockets have the ball teed at the 40. We've seen everything on kickoffs here tonight, everything but a deep kick.
We'll see what happens here. We'll
see what they do. Well, now an end-over-ender. It's going to be bounced at the 20, picked up, dropped, picked up again. Now out to the left, upfield to the 25, to the 30. Sometimes when you drop that football, it throws the timing off on the kick coverage and everybody, and then things start to happen. On the return there for the Auburn Bulldogs was Clayton Brown. Brown had a difficult time handling that thing, and once he picked it up, he did manage to get a nice little return on it.
Tackled by Jake Jansen for the Rockets.
Tomorrow afternoon, Pioneer Conference Volleyball. 2 o'clock, Sacred Heart Irish, Pawnee City Indians for third place. 4 o'clock, Johnson Brock Eagles and Exeter Milligan Friend, the Bobcats. Everybody wants to be a Bobcat. SCC's the Bobcats. Brew has been a Bobcat for over 100 years. Wide receivers to the left side of the field here, split out for the Bulldogs. I believe that's Jones coming this way. Rademacher, handoff running to the left, across the 30, out to the 33-yard line. On the carry is Draven Lamb. Lamb with a gain of about 3. We'll call it third down and second down and 7 yards to go. Clock continues to run here with 3:44 to play. It's 54-20.
Tackle made by Gideon Stark for the Rockets.
into the ball game now for Auburn. Running out there quickly is Colt Zentner, a senior. Wide receiver, wide to the right side of the field. That'll be Zentner split out there as a wide out. Calling a starting count. Wenzel hands the ball straight up the middle. Some running room this time for the Bulldogs. On the carry was Dickerson. And Dickerson's going to have it across the 40 out to the 43, enough for a first down.
Starts again on the stop for Syracuse.
Yeah, let's try and pick up some of these Syracuse jerseys here if you can and try and ID some of the defenders in the ballgame. Help me out with it.
Yeah, we got in the line, looks like Luke Royal, Braxton Kelch.
Wenzel in the shotgun here calling a starting count. Single setback as Lamb behind him gives off to Lamb. Lamb at the 40, the 45, midfield the 50. Down to the 46-yard line goes Draven Lamb on the carry. Enough for a first and 10 for the Bulldogs.
Logan Jasbeck for Syracuse, number 22, in on that tackle.
Trying to pick up, we mentioned Jake Jansen is in the lineup. We'll try and ID some more of these ball players that are out on the field here on the defense. I see Braxton Kelch is out there now. Kelch is in as a linebacker. First down and 10 at the 45-yard line for the Bulldogs. Wenzel has the snap. Gives to Lamb. Lamb into the middle. Lamb is hit and dropped after a gain of a couple. He got inside the 45 near the 43-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go now for the Bulldogs. Clock down to 2:23 and running. 54-20, your score. Syracuse in command here at Auburn.
Number 30, Bryson Jones in on the stop, and number 12, Charlie Wilhelm for the Rockets.
From the 43-yard line, it's second down and 8 for the Bulldogs. They'll split a wide receiver, Clayton Brown wide to the right side of the field. That's Rademacher. In motion goes Lamb from left to right. And now flags fly and whistle sound before the play can unfold. Going to be a procedure penalty here of some kind. Oh, it's going to go against the Rockets. 5-yard penalty against Syracuse. Puts the football inside the 40, down to the 38-yard line. Now it's going to be second down and 3 rather than second and 8. Clock is inside of 2 minutes to play. 1:54, clock is running. 54-20, Rockets on top. Auburn over the football. Wenzel puts Rademacher wide to the right. Lamb in a slot to the left side. Single setback. Dickerson sets behind him. Give the ball to Dickerson, running to the right. Dickerson at the 35, at the 30, first down yardage. Trying to get down to the 25, inside the 25, down to the 24. Finally, Dickerson running tough over there. A little bit of arm tackling isn't going to bring him down. He ran right through the outstretched arms of several would-be tacklers.
Tackled by Baylor Borer for Syracuse.
88 seconds to go here. Less than a minute and a half to play. Bulldogs would like to put one more on the board here. Trailing 54-20. The football is at the 25-yard line, first and 10. Brenton Wenzel puts Rademacher, that's Galizia, wide to the right. Rademacher wide to the left. Dickerson is a setback. They hand to Dickerson into the middle. Dickerson met by a host of tacklers right at the line of scrimmage and then thrown back. No gain on the play. They'll stop him at the 25-yard line, under a minute to go now in the ball game, down to 54 seconds. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up. We'll give you a rundown of the scoring and let you know how this one went. Talk about our upcoming coverage. We've got next week for you, Thursday night, Johnson-Brock. Friday night, Rockport and Mound City. Tomorrow afternoon, Volleyball Pioneer Conference. It's a busy time. I got to pick pumpkins sometime in the middle of this. Those pumpkins are ready. That's what my wife says. She didn't hear that. 48 seconds to go. I said I need to pick pumpkins, as busy as we are. There we go. Nods in agreement. All right, second down and 10 at the 25-yard line for the Bulldogs. Here's the snap. Wenzel back to pass. Looking to his left. He's going to throw deep down toward the end zone. Receiver is down there, and the pass ball is incomplete. Defenders all around. There were two intended receivers and two defenders running right with him, stride for stride, and not much chance of a completion there. Incomplete pass stops the clock with 29 seconds to go. It'll be third down and 10. Celebration beginning down here with the Syracuse student section. Their team up 54-20. Third down and 10 at the 25-yard line for the Bulldogs. Wenzel in the shotgun. Two receivers to the left. Wenzel rolling left. Looking downfield. Has a receiver. Pass is caught. And touchdown, making the catch. Down there is Tabor Rademacher, Rademacher made that catch from the 20-yard line, the score comes. A 20-yard touchdown pass from Brenton Wenzel to Tabor Rademacher for the TD. And that has to, please the kids that got a chance to get in here late, get a point up, get a touchdown up on the board. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. Ball is down, the kick is up, and I believe the kick is good. That kick is good, putting it through, and makes the score 54-27 now, with just 23 seconds left to play in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, just 27 ticks left on the clock here at Auburn, 54-27 our score after that 8-play, 70-yard drive by the Bulldogs, capped off by a 20-yard touchdown pass from Brandon Wenzel to Tabor Rademacher. The conversion failed. Again, we stand at 54-27 with 23 seconds to play here. Handling the kickoff will be Cameron Becker, waiting to come forward. The ball is teed at the 40-yard line. Referee's not set here yet, and we're tending to some business down the field here to the left. Now we're lined up. The officials are in place, and Becker will come forward, and here is the kick. An end-over-ender, and a fair catch is going to be called and made at the 15-yard line. And all the Rockets need to do here is take a knee, and this one is in the history books. Syracuse will improve their record to 8-0 on the season. Auburn Bulldogs will drop to 3-5 on the year after losing their first four. They reeled off three straight district wins, hoping to keep that momentum going here, but the Rockets proving to be just too much for the Auburn Bulldogs as they're going to walk away with the win here in Auburn, 54-27. Seems to be an awful lot of discussion about how to run these last seconds off the clock.
Yeah.
Victory formation for the Rockets. They'll just take a snap, take a knee. The clock will run out. And that will be your ball game. The final score once again, Syracuse 54 and Auburn 27. Don't go away. We'll be back in 2 minutes with a postgame show. You're enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Farmers know you need more than seed and feed to grow your business. It takes dedication, insight, and a willingness to work hard. And it takes Frontier Bank. From real estate loans to expand your operation, equipment financing to boost your output, livestock, and operating loans. Frontier Bank has the people to help. Stop by or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny, 101.3.
54-27, our final score tonight here at Auburn. Syracuse Rockets with the win over the Auburn Bulldogs. An update from Minneapolis, late in the third quarter, the Gophers leading the Huskers 14-6 now. Minnesota 14, Nebraska 6, and that's late in the third quarter in Minneapolis. Let's take a look at the second half scoring and how it went in this one. After maintaining a 29-14 halftime lead, the Rockets came out, put up a couple of touchdowns with 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Will Jansen, on a direct snap, carried it in from 38 yards out, capped a six-play 71-yard drive. Conversion failed. The score moved to 35-14. Then with just 16 seconds to go in the third quarter, a one-yard run by Will Jansen, his third rushing touchdown of the night, capped a four-play 76-yard drive. When the conversion failed, the score stood at 41-14. The Bulldogs came battling back, though, with 8:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Clayton Brown got the ball down the left sideline, a four-yard touchdown run. 10 plays, 64 yards on the drive. Conversion failed, and it was 41-20. But then the Rocket answered with two more touchdowns. Will Jansen scoring his fourth rushing touchdown of the night from 9 yards out. 7 plays, 66-yard drive. Then an interception by Brenton Schroeder, the quarterback. He also plays cornerback, and he got the interception, returned it 30 yards for a touchdown, pushed the score out to 54-20 before Auburn rounded out the scoring with just 23 seconds to go in the ballgame. Brenton Wenzel connected on a 20-yard touchdown pass to Tabor Rademacher that capped an 8-play 70-yard drive. The kick was good, and our final score, Syracuse 54 and Auburn 27. With the win, the Syracuse Rockets improved to 8-0 on the year, and the Auburn Bulldogs fall to 3-5. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, Pioneer Conference Volleyball, beginning at 2 o'clock, live from Wymore. It'll be Sacred Heart and Pawnee City. Then at 4 o'clock, the Pioneer Conference Championship, the Johnson-Brock girls taking on Exeter Milligan Friend. 1 week from tonight, we'll be in Rockport, Missouri with the Mound City Panthers. Next Thursday night, we're going to be someplace with the Johnson-Brock Eagles as they go into the playoffs, and we'll look forward to bringing that your way also here on Sunny. Well, your final thoughts on this one, Blaine?
Syracuse was methodical, and they did what they've done all season.
Yeah, moved the ball right up and down the field.
Yep, yep. Auburn didn't quit, though.
We'll probably see you tomorrow afternoon watching some volleyball. Huh?
I'll be there.
All right, good luck to the Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles, and you and I will team up again next Thursday night for Johnson-Brock football. All right, that's about going to wrap it up tonight here from Auburn. We're Blaine Behrens, our color commentator here tonight, and Chance Link, our producer-engineer. I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight here in Auburn, the Syracuse Rockets 54 and the Auburn Bulldogs 27. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're listening to five decades of light, refreshing music from all your favorite artists. This is KLZA Fall City. We're Sunny 101.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom.